All right, let's get back into this. Opie and Anthony, Patrice O'Neill in studio. Phones lit. Brooklyn Ace, I think Anthony should run for Senate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure the sets for Sam tapes would really get me into office.
Yeah. Tim in Portland, I paid over $2 million in taxes last year. Ant needs to get over it. Let me just run down this. Bill in California, there's no law that says you have to pay income taxes. That old gag.
That old gag.
I know it's real, but really?
You got to try it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at by that old gag. Yeah,
all they do
exactly.
is say, yes, you do. And
that's it.
If you don't.
That's it.
You understand how we're living, man?
Yeah, hold
that's
on a minute.
Scary.
Ant doesn't know how right he is. There's a lot of dudes out here who will look at this guy as a martyr, even though you didn't say martyr with this guy, did you, Ant?
Yeah, I said a lot of people will look at him, or there are certain people that will look at him as a martyr,
right?
As a patriot.
Talking about the guy who crashed into that building, the IRS building in Austin. What about Charlie Rangel? He hasn't paid taxes for years, and he just gets a pass. I've been battling the IRS for 12 years. There's just thugs for Congress. I've had problems with the IRS, and while I don't agree with this guy, I understand. Yeah. And if this guy listened to all the tax relief commercials you guys air, he wouldn't have run the plane into the building. So, Patrice, I got to note that you were just foaming listening to the show on your way in today, huh?
I wish I could go back in time and... sorry, is that...
No, fine. Believe
I wish I could go back in time and not be so fucking dumb. Because I think when they say youth is wasted on the young, I think it means... we're all irrelevant right now.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are fucking mad, it don't matter. We're old.
Matter.
We're stuck. I love my ceiling fan. I got some dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch needs some shoes. Something happens to say I need to pet.
You're in your rut.
You are a willing participant in this shit.
Oh, we've been brainwashed. Many, many years of growing up in this, we're just kind of brainwashed.
You're part of the machine.
Part of the machine. But I heard a guy do an interview one time on one of these, like the InfoWars, the Alex Jones kind of thing. He was just doing an interview. And it was on iTunes. And he said something. And it stuck with me just in a practical way. He said, aren't you just, like he was talking about, like how the government has a thing they call, Bohemian Grove, where they just all go there and all the leaders of the world put on suits and they burn owls, and it's a fact. It's not a pretend thing. And he just goes, that doesn't bother you? Like, he didn't even try to make a point. He goes, doesn't that just bother you? And so at the end of the day, the government owes the bank.
Mm-hmm.
The bank of the Federal Reserve Bank. Owns the government. The government owes them money.
Yeah, when you owe someone, they own you.
The government owns us. We are here only to pay the government back for the money it owes the bank. That's what we are. And fuck the argument. That doesn't bother you?
We're just the fucking batteries in the Matrix.
They don't take all your money. Because they don't have enough people to stop 300 million people from fucking shit up.
From taking all our money.
All of it. It's arbitrary.
But you know something? When income tax first started, if they said 50%, give us half your shit, there would have been a revolution when they first did it. Immediately.
We're living worse.
But they're able to just, every few years, they change the tax code, which I talked about just before, which is a giant fucking volumes of shit no one could possibly understand. No one could possibly fucking understand.
But there's people who are so willing. And this is the thing, it can't happen without our own help. This is why I hate people. I hate
sheep.
The TSA. I hate the fucking meter maids.
Yeah.
I hate people whose job it is to fuck you because it's their job. And they just
that's
say,
a lot
they,
of
go,
people's jobs,
they go, thank, yes. It's like, listen, we need you to just give out tickets. We don't give a fuck. Guy's trying to get into work. He parks. He might come out. It's 30 seconds overtime. Give him a fucking $65.
And all he's trying to do is his job. It's not like he's decided to park there and do something leisurely. He's actually trying to get his job done for that. And the politicians just look the other way. That shit drives me fucking nuts because you hear from these companies, they go, well, I had to go down to City Hall and make a deal with them because I owed over $100,000 in parking tickets for doing his job
for his employees
doing their jobs.
They don't care.
Right.
And the money doesn't exist. The money doesn't exist. This is why they print it all. Because here's the thing. Have you ever looked in your bank account? I mean, I know you got a lot of money, but you still must just enjoy hearing the fucking balance from time to time on something.
No, nowadays, it just makes me nervous.
Because I've gone into my account. I'm not at a place where I go not into my account.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there might be a dollar missing or 10. I go, I know that I had something, 10. I got something. Not 10-4.
It's like, what?
So I'm like, somebody just took something. Because I paid for a coffee once. It was $2. I paid with a credit card. We don't have money's useless right now. So once all the money is just garbage and we're paying with, they could just take it. They don't need to come and send the army to take your shit. They just take your shit. Pay back somebody. This is where we talk about race a lot on this show and shit, man. I love talking about race because I think this shit is fun.
Yeah.
I think it's fun not liking other motherfuckers for what they do.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, I don't have any hatred because I know it's a scam to get my... I used to hate the militia guys in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they paint them to me as a black man, crazy motherfuckers who are out to kill me. That's their point.
KKK
they're practicing to kill me.
Yeah.
Those guys are practicing for the government, because they don't want to fucking pay taxes. They're well read about the fucking the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
When they go, the Second Amendment, guns. We no guns. To me, if you're not educated to some degree,
yeah,
you go. Oh, why the fuck do these crazy goddamn crackers need guns? All they gonna do is come kill me. What the fuck? I fuck that. Get them. But now I know. Once you learn. Oh, shit, it's to protect you from what's going on right fucking now. Cops are out of hand. I mean, look, there's some, as a, where I grew up, a cop is a cop because he got his uniform on. We didn't give a fuck about a cop. Cop was the enemy. As I get older, on property, meet police.
Yes, exactly.
And humanize them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go, damn, I don't just say, oh, fuck a cop, but there are cops who think they're the police. Cause they the police. They not the law. There used to be things you could say like, hey man, you can't just do that to me, cop. They have a thing called disorderly conduct, which erases all your horse shit that you think you know about the law. It's essentially to say, I can do anything I fucking want to you.
Oh, you can be brought in for anything.
Anytime.
Disorderly conduct.
Don't question authority.
Disorderly conduct is that one of those things where it's like, I didn't like what you just said to me.
Yes. And here's the problem. Fuck all the top people. It's us doing it to each. We just say yes. I will fuck other people.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the little marionette strings. You know?
We just go yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what?
Guy and I fucking African, quote unquote, tries to blow up a plane. This inept little douchebag
with his underwear
African,
bomb
with his underwear bomb to get us to submit to showing my non-big dick in an x-ray.
No, now we gotta all show our penises,
my funny hanging balls. Some cunt, some fat bitch from Newark, she gets to see my balls hang and she gets level 12 clearance. It's bullshit.
I'm going to make my balls very gamey from now on when I have to fly.
Just so they can see a fungus.
Yeah, just very gamey.
Let something grow to it becomes explosive material.
But Patrice, you're going off on a lot of different tangents.
Not really.
Which is fine.
It's the same.
Not really.
But bring it back to the guy who crashed his plane down
there
in
Austin.
It's
all the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
He did that for that. He feels he'd rather die.
And why doesn't the mainstream media, because when we say the media, people go, you're the media. Why doesn't the mainstream media pick up on some of these points? And why do they just go for the easy out and just go, well, another fucking kook decided to blah, blah.
Because they're the TSA. They're the National Guard who, if they're told to come and lock down a community.
Yeah.
Or they're the guys in the movies with the helmets on that say you got the outbreak monkey shit. The news are just, they're told what to fucking do, and they do it.
Listen, and going with that point, we have 8 TVs in the studio right now. We have a guy that flew a plane into a building yesterday because he's a bit disgruntled, and some say he's just a crazy man, whatever.
Some crazy.
But it certainly should open up a discussion. Yep. But instead, I'm watching the TVs around our studio set up for the big Tiger Woods press conference today.
Look, there's a guy. He's
live. He's a local guy. He has to be there for the big Tiger Woods press conference today, which is a nothing press conference that's going to last less than 5 minutes. It means fucking nothing to just about every single person that's going to watch this horse shit on TV today.
And have an open dialogue
They don't want that. I'll tell you what they'll do.
They do not.
They'll fucking shake Haiti again before they let this motherfucker... figure out how to make Haiti another earthquake so we can sing songs so that this motherfucker looks like a lone kook talk about, but this motherfucker killed himself.
Reading his fucking letter, dude, you understand his frustration.
But look at this. They're discussing... maybe I can pop
they're
it
discussing Tiger.
Yeah, you know, you think about that, I think David Faraday, the golf analyst, said he wouldn't be surprised if he sees Tiger take the whole year off.
Really?
People think he's going to go back to rehab, and then... The feeling
guy
is
killed
he's
himself.
Probably going to play in the
in
Bay,
a plane.
You know, the Arnold Palmer event, which is just outside of his house.
This is what they need to discuss.
Mad at the IRS.
And they're just discussing it in a serious manner like they should be discussing the guy that just flew a plane into a building.
This is David Blaine waving his hand over to the left while he does something over here on the right.
I mean, it's just because...
This is what they're discussing today. I've barely seen coverage on the plane crash. Barely.
That's the story from outside here. Let's send it back to you in the next hour.
Thank you, Duke. All right, you can see Tiger's comments right here.
Well,
Fox
thank
this
God.
Morning
thank
at 11
you. Thank
o'clock.
You. Well, thank
we'll
you.
Also
yeah, not an open discussion about taxes and the government and why an individual would do something like this instead of just writing it off as a manifesto, a wandering crazy diatribe. How about you just openly discuss it?
Mm-hmm.
I like what Patrice said about we are more fucked now than we were when we left England.
When
it was a colony and England said, send your shit. You could live there, mm-hmm. but send all your shit over to us. All the riches and good shit because you belong to us still. And then the Patriots said, you know something? I like this place. Fuck the king. Fuck this shit. This is now us. We live here. And then England goes, hey, no, fuck you. We're yours. All right. War. Now we're going to fight you. To keep this shit. It's worse now than it was then. Yep. They're asking for a lot more.
Yep.
Even in, you know, now dollars and shit like that. I always liked the quote, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. You would never hear a politician say that.
Are you willing to take
now.
A bullet, though?
I am much too important.
On the LIE.
I am
That's
much
what I'm saying.
Too important. I know exactly.
Are you willing to get smoked
that's
for
saying,
your belief?
Though, that's that quote is Thomas Jefferson, who is looked at as, you know, the fucking patriot, national hero, fucking founding father. But he said shit like that if you said it now, you're locked the fuck up as some kooky militant militia guy.
And here's the thing. If you look at the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
they put things... And in order
of importance
to keep England from fucking you in your asshole.
They didn't say in no particular order.
First thing, the news.
Yeah.
Meaning what you just said. Why is this douchebag talking about Tiger when this
should
guy
be talking about something a little more serious?
Thinking he did a revolutionary act to please everybody. Listen,
right.
The freedom of press. The mm-hmm. freedom for people to go, no, this is some fucked up shit going on, but the press isn't free. Fox is, they own news. CNN owns news. This shit is, so the second thing is guns.
Right.
They thought that the people should have pistols.
Number two with a bullet, guns.
Number two.
Number two.
Number Thriller. The Thriller of Constitution. No. The Eagles. Best Greatest Hits album. Number one. That. The Eagles of the Constitution was the press should be able to say anything they fucking want. They right. Exposed this bullshit. Number two, in
speak
case you said
mind
that,
without persecution.
Thriller was fucking. And then I don't even know what AC/DC Black.
I think that's one of those wacky. You shall not be able to take a soldier and put him in your house and board him during some type of war or peace time.
There's a term called posse comitatus. You know, you just be on there. One thing leads to another. Posse comitatus, right? It's a law, supposedly. You know, they made it. The army can't do civilian police work.
Right.
If you see an army in your neighborhood, a motherfucker with army shit, that's illegal. The government is not supposed to be sending the fucking army to do shit in your neighborhood. It's standing army where you live. It's illegal. But whatever. But that's what we are. Hey, what are you going to do? They want what they want. $2 million. Hey, stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
I play my tithes. You douches.
The guy doesn't even understand. I understand you paid over $2 million in taxes last year. Were you happy?
Let's say hi to Tim in Portland.
Hey, Tim.
Tim.
Tim, were you happy paying over $2 million in taxes? And what percentage of what you make is $2
million? Honestly, I got to set this up the right way and say that I used to be a poor black kid in the Bronx. And I grew up and I got into microprocessing. And, so I always dreamed about being rich, and now that I am, it really doesn't. I just look at it this way. The government is the biggest mafia in the world, and you got to pay to play.
Got to pay to play.
And you're okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with it, but I believe that the asshole who killed himself would have killed himself for another reason. He was nuts. It had nothing to do with taxes.
Well, when is enough going to be enough, though? That's the question today. As they continue to take more and more of your money, and you do feel out there something is going on, something's bubbling. And what is that going to lead? Is that going to lead to anything? Maybe it never leads to anything. I don't know.
And when will you feel?
Yeah, when
like
will
he
you
feel
it?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, honestly, I always feel like something's bubbling because I'm a black guy. But I mean, honestly, I'm always afraid of people. So the idea of a bunch of people getting together with this fervor, I mean, first they're pissed off about the taxes, then they're coming for my ass.
And it's a big plan, too, brother, because listen, it's like everything in this world, right? This is a lottery. We got to have some people hit a lottery so everybody can think that they can win.
Right, right.
So when you have a bootstrap story like you picked yourself up from the Bronx, everybody has to, we have to hear these kind of stories to make people who might fly a plane into a building for some reason
go, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, right, go,
maybe
hey,
tomorrow's
this
my
guy's
day.
An
yeah.
asshole.
Where I get to make my money.
Because I did it. But right. It's not, this is a system, man, that's based on, like a lot of women don't understand, right? The women's liber thing. The women's liberation movement. They think it was based on, hey, we're tired. This wrong to just continue to fuck women on every level. No, it's because these bitches was home raising the kids, and they wasn't getting taxed. They didn't make no motherfucking money. So get these bitches riled up so they can go out there and make some money so we can take that shit because we owe.
Half the population isn't paying taxes.
Hold on a minute.
We
get them
owe,
out
nigga.
There working.
Hold on a minute.
Probably going to look down if he's really feeling emotional.
Do you think he should read from a statement or do you think he should just say it from his heart?
Reading from a statement is the worst thing. You come across as unemotional.
It's just Tiger Woods.
So what you want to do, you want to make
very disillusioned.
Eye contact with someone on specific points and then
now they're doing body language. They got body language
I'm thinking
experts.
He's probably going to be doing some self-touching, pacification, making himself feel
pacification,
better.
Pacification really what?
Look for genuine remorse.
What is he going to suck on the nipple of a hooker?
Yeah.
Let's look at some of the past mea culpas that we've had in our news. The first one is our former
slide of hand right there.
He apologized.
This is a slide of hand you're saying. You're seeing magic tricks.
To every New Yorker.
And I guarantee if you find something that's talking about the IRS guy, he's just a mental case.
Whoa.
And that's what he is.
Patrice. ATV's on. Every once in a while, I see the shot of the building on fire, but I don't see them sitting down with experts.
They're not discussing,
or anybody. I'm sure they did a little discussing on Fox News last night,
but
CNN and MSNBC, but
not on a level of what was affecting him that he did this. They didn't. They don't delve into it. Like
just,
I said,
just
there
broad
was
strokes,
six,
right?
6 pages that this guy wrote that was pretty concise and understandable. It wasn't a rambling diatribe. I understood everything that was written there. It wasn't like my dog was talking to me. Satan told me to do this. Fucking, you know, it made sense. It was his story. From the time he was in high school till the time he said, goodbye, I'm fucking crashing my plane into a building. All in between was his life and how disgusted he was at American people for just being sheep and how he bought into it and then how disillusioned he got when time and time again he just got fucked in the
sure.
ass.
What?
And then it's like... I had no problem understanding what he was writing.
Why?
I'm not flying a plane into a fucking building,
right.
But I understood his writings.
They basically label us as shock jocks. Why are we talking about this way more than any fucking news reader
today?
This
is shocking.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
because they don't want to.
And A-Rod.
Yeah. Throw A-Rod in.
It had to do with steroids.
My cousin started telling.
The White House also said, and they put this out so quickly, this is not a terrorist event. This, don't worry, it's not terrorism. Now, hold on.
I see.
Here is a guy.
I see what you're doing over there.
That is disgruntled with the United States government and decided to take a violent action against the government because of his hatred, disillusionment, disenchantment, whatever. He is a terrorist.
But you know.
I'm not saying.
But the reason they're not is because, you know, they call it Big Sis now. They're not Big Brother.
Right.
If people are not, you know, they used to call it Big Brother. Now it's Big Sis because there's a woman that runs the show. She made priority one in terms of terrorism acts, but no one's talking about it. It's just in there. Are the crazy crackers in the hills?
Yeah.
Number one priority for the safety of this country are the crazy. The quote unquote, because I'm saying quote unquote because I'm not buying into it, is these guys in the hills who just want to be left alone.
Yeah,
those guys are the next guys. This is perfect for them to muscle those dudes. Like the not even what was Ruby Ridge?
Ruby Ridge, right? Yeah,
not necessarily David
Waco,
but. That was one of those things where they make us go, this is a fucking kook.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. 30 million black folks, right? Okay. Very difficult for me to go, yeah, this guy with his fucking, Crocodile Dundee hat and his, and his fucking cross eye. I'm on his side. See, that's why the racial game has to go on.
Right.
Because if you're going up there fucking with these crazy crackers in the hill who have cults, and we don't apply mind thinking to that this is all a setup because the government doesn't want us to really
be
upset.
It's a divide and conquer kind of a thing, too. There's strength in numbers, so the more you can put people into categories and divide them up, the less they're going to get together and band together and go, we're getting fucked here.
That's why everybody, and don't get this twisted, anybody, I do not support us being together.
Yes. Me
because
neither.
Anybody who has any charisma that could galvanize people to think and come together for a common good in history gets fucking smoked. Starting with Jesus. Gandhi, smoked. Lincoln, free the slaves, smoked.
Yep.
Malcolm X, when he was hating white folks, wonderful life he was living.
Mm-hmm.
When he went and found out white people were like Muslim like him and he was rethinking it, get your hand on my pocket, nigga. Smoked. Martin Luther King, smoked. Gandhi, smoked.
Yeah.
Fucking Donald Rumsfeld lives a wonderful life.
Anwar Sadat, fucking shaking hands with Menachem Begin.
Smoked. Bringing people together.
What kind of cigarettes?
Nigga.
Fucking lead cigarettes.
Oh.
Fucking Leadies. They call them Leady non-filters.
Dead.
Oh, dead.
Sorry.
Dead.
Sorry for all the fucking crackers in the hills that I'm trying to relate to. He was murdered.
All right, listen. We're going to take a break. And we'll move on to other things, but we'll keep this topic on the table today, right?
Yeah, it's a biggie.
You want to go to break with an outtake from the We Are the World recording session from yesterday?
Oh, why wouldn't we?
This is our distraction to make you forget about all the money that the government's taking.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We're no better than anyone else.
We'll just distract you.
The behind-the-scenes video is up on my YouTube channel, Opie Radio, whatever. The video that's really hot today is fucking read this palm. No, read this. What the fuck is it again?
Read this palm, you gypsy bitch.
You gypsy bitch, which is right on the front page of WWTDD.com. It's the video with the commentary from the show yesterday, starring Patrice O'Neill. It's great if you haven't seen it yet. But first, a little behind-the-scenes action from the We Are the World recording session. Comic duo Pat Fumanaki reacts to Sam and E-Rock talking quietly. Sandy King gets excited about Diet Pepsi. Just some of the babble that was happening in between takes yesterday.
Golly, Sam. I can read his lips. Big A sucks. You should throw him out.
He has 9 toes. He's horrible.
Diet Pepsi in the fucking house.
Diet Pepsi.
You should go back and...
You got no idea.
Is this sponsored, great?
You should have a sponsor. We won't hold it.
Yeah. Product placement.
We should all hold gold dip roses.
Steven Singer.
Yeah. Steven, not Singers. The Steven Singers. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got a lot going on today. We're going to have Laszlo come in and do a little tech action for us. The Tiger Woods thing, Patrice. We're going to change gears for a little while, but then we're going to get into some Keith Olbermann audio, which is terrific.
Oh, really? What's he talking about?
It's terrific. I'm talking about Tea Parties, the Tea Party movement, and racism against Obama. You know, people aren't happy with Obama, so he just quickly assumes it's got to be just completely racist.
Yeah.
But it goes with everything we were talking about for the last hour, or mostly Anthony was talking about for the last hour. But the Tiger Woods thing there, Patrice, big press conference today at 11 o'clock. A lot of the media saying, hey, he owes me an apology.
Very interesting. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Someone owe you.
Whatever. I'm sorry I got a whole bunch of pussy got caught. And they're saying he owes an apology to
his family and friends?
Golfers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, really?
Really?
What reason?
What he did for the other golfers is made them more money. Because the sport in general, because of Tiger Woods, got richer. So these guys got richer.
They're angry. A lot of these guys, like I think Sergio something.
Garcia?
Sergio, not important though, is fucking...
Really?
Upset that people are asking him questions about Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
And Tiger left his colleagues... to, like, golf is a game you can play absolutely by yourself. You're trying to beat numbers. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, you don't have to be playing. Yeah, you could be out there on the course by yourself. You're absolutely right.
You can bowl by yourself and go, hey, I bowled a goddamn 300. You don't need somebody else to go, yes, you did.
You just do it.
He bowled it against me. I don't need you.
It's definitely a individual sport big time.
Yeah.
They make believe it's not. But you're right. They're basically golfing for a number.
You owe me an apology.
You don't owe nobody shit.
Suck a dick.
That's what I was tweeting last night. This fucking the ratings on golf are way the fuck down compared to this part of the season last year because the season's not really heating up yet. Or holy shit, I'm having a tough time.
Sorry,
the Masters and all that. What are they called?
The Majors?
The Majors. My God, I'm losing
it.
Right. The Majors aren't even, you know, they're right around the corner.
It'll take about 6 more years for you to completely, for the signs to really...
Holy
for your hands to start shaking. Just so 6 years, enjoy it.
Holy shit.
It starts with forgetting 2
what
plus 2
fuck?
Is, it's fuck. Four? Yes!
I just had one of those days yesterday. I had a lot of shit to do, so I'm like, fuck, I think mentally I'm just fucking tired today. Of course the Majors. But anyway, what I'm saying is he doesn't owe the golfers anything because no one's watching golf because Tiger's not playing. What they want is Tiger to get back immediately. Immediately.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. This is the reason why, like, Obama's speeches are very, like, it's watched because... in a place full of white, everybody goes, oh, he stands out. Tiger stands out because really, not Greg Norman. We said his name yesterday. The other guy, I'm that too. The guy that's like one of the Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. Right.
It's like he can't be the face of golf. No. He's like, ugh, you are golf. Tiger's not golf, and that's why.
There's not a close.
People love watching him.
There's not a close second. Is the problem? I mean, Steve Stricker.
Mickelson's a close second.
Not anymore, bro. He's very old. He's out of the sport, basically. You know, you got to look at the new guys. And as far as the new guys coming up, there's no one.
Sergio.
Even he's been kind of a bust. He was supposed to be a lot better.
He can't win nothing.
He was supposed to be a lot better than he is. Steve Stricker, we learned yesterday, is the number two golfer in the world. I should have known that, too. But he's a distant second. He can't hold his sport up by his bootstraps like Tiger does. But we're going to get the fucking press conference at 11. Me and Ant were joking where he said we're going to hear...
11 Eastern?
Yeah, we're going to hear, I'm sorry. We're going to hear I apologize. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear I take full responsibility. And what was the last one you threw in?
The last one is we now would like to ask the press for privacy so we can deal with this.
And heal.
Our family needs to heal. So if you could give us the courtesy of privacy, we would shut up.
All that horse shit that you hear every time. And he doesn't owe any of us any of that shit. If he owes his wife an apology and his friends an apology, he's done that by now behind closed doors.
And
right?
I know that, exactly. That big check with sorry, honey, on the memo part.
The memo. I'm sorry, honey.
I'm sorry. Love Tiger on the memo part.
Hey, man, she was photographed yesterday with her Nike gear on, so that was saying something people are saying.
No rings,
that's
though.
That's why I love my mother and my girl, because they don't have the same, like, morals that the mother from Scarface has. If I make my mother mad, or if I cheat on my bitch, I can buy her out for a good meal.
The morals that Scarface's mother.
Where she says, I do not want your money. I do not want you here. He goes, here's $1,000, mama. It's like, my mother would say, you shouldn't do this. If I gave my mother $10,000 of drug money and put in her bra, everything would be fucking
good, right?
Fine, man.
Mama, your son is a big success.
I love when he sits there. He sits back like, nah. I'm a big success.
And she's like fucking so pissed at him.
Who'd you kill for this, Antonio?
I didn't kill nobody.
I think you're fucking right, man.
It's a big success. And he sits back waiting to get hugs and kisses from his mother. But that big fucking Angela Davis afro sister comes over.
A big sorry. So his wife is paid for, fine and dandy. And a lot of these rich dudes, man, they cheat. It's a cheating cult. The women that muscle their way up to that level, mm-hmm. that have an understanding like that, it's basically don't get caught. Don't make me look like a dick. Letterman happened to Letterman. The fucking ultimate that I don't understand how Tiger, again, talking about race, how to beat who's it. I don't understand how Tiger beats the governor of South Carolina who abandoned the state for some side pussy. He didn't abandon his wife.
That's a bigger story, don't you think?
Like, he should be still number one on the charts.
The
president of the United States got his dick sucked.
Got his dick sucked. Elliot Spitzer fucking went to hookers.
What?
Fucking.
Whoa.
Fucking McGreevy was sucking dick at truck stops. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods
is
the poster child.
It's disgusting.
David Letterman has a. He had a vault in the back of his thing built to get his
room.
Dick sucked. Like one of the things where you pull down three books and the candle.
Book, the bookshelf turns around.
You lift up the statue's head and press the red button.
God bless Letterman, man.
Are you serious?
It leads to, remember yesterday we were talking about that, The Insider? Well, they had Jerry Springer on talking about the Tiger Woods thing, and it's the same shit. They're talking about how Tiger owes us this and that. And Jerry actually is like, he don't owe us shit.
Jerry.
And then they went after Jerry Springer. So it's a quick clip I want to play for everybody today.
Do you think Elon should stand by Tiger's side at the press conference?
Absolutely not. You know what? For the past 3 months since this...
This guy is...
Is that Mario Lopez?
No, that's the other show. He's on... I'm embarrassed that I know this, but I think he's on Extra.
Because Mario's turned into that guy, too.
This is naughty to
other guys.
I'll say it every fucking time. This white guy is the guy that said, Tiger Woods, when this all went down, owes me an apology. As a golf fan, I think he said, as a golf fan, Tiger owes me an apology. As a white man, a middle-aged white man, I was fucking embarrassed.
Like, who cares?
Traded a ball.
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, traded a ball.
Fucking ball trader.
Fucking douche chills, and here he goes again. It's that
how,
same guy.
Listen how like this guy is.
Right.
Do you think Elon should stand by Tiger's side at the press conference?
Absolutely not. You know what? For the past 3 months since the scandal broke, all we've seen is Elon and all the gossip magazines and everything. We need to hear from Tiger now. If she is there, not only is it going to be extremely awkward, but everyone's going to be focusing on what her reaction, what he's saying is. We need to hear from Tiger.
This guy must have a clit.
Yeah.
Jesus,
like, yeah, that's a vagina. He's talking out of his badge.
This is vagina shit. No offense to the vaginas out there, but this is vagina shit.
Fag. And I don't mean that he fucks other men.
This is
faggoty.
Sissy.
This is gossipy gossip.
It'll take away from what Tiger has to say. I don't think she'd... No, she shouldn't be...
Why do you even give a shit?
Right.
And the thing that you go, you know about human nature... That's why I had a show idea we talked about all day long, is a show following people who do this. And just for a year, just follow them. And just do a show like, this sissy went in there, fucked a boy in his ass and left.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us why you went into that sex shop? You know, I'm off of work.
We all have vices. There's no one that's perfect.
But you're calling out everybody on your show. What do you have to say to that? Like, just shove a mic in
his
face.
I would love to see that.
Oh, it would be good. That would really be a great show.
He owes us an apology. Absolutely not. She should not. It's like, what?
I hate these gossip shows. That's why I watch, just to get fucking enraged.
I would never take a job where I couldn't at least give a man's point of view on something.
Yeah, this guy is giving a vagina point of view.
Exactly.
All right, it gets better with Jerry Springer.
To hear from Tiger. Yes. With all due respect, it's not our business. If she wants to be there, let her be there. None of this is our business.
It's their marriage.
That is...
Sums it up.
That's as easy as it gets. Yep. That is the only answer to this entire thing. Jerry Springer, of all people.
Good answer, Jerry.
Right. Although we've had Jerry on the show. And
he's a cool dude. He has a douchey show.
And he admits it, though. That's why he's great. He goes, I have the worst.
Dude, right.
I think he says, I have the worst show on TV.
He says he's got the worst show on TV. He goes, but it's been on for so many years. He goes, right. What am I going to do? Stop doing it?
But Jerry Springer gives the most obvious and the only answer in general to this.
This topic.
But watch, they can't go with that.
To that type of show, what Jerry just said is like...
No,
everything's our business.
It has to be, or we don't exist.
We don't have fucking
jobs.
We
don't exist. It's our business.
Unless Lindsay Lohan's fucking pussy slips out when she's coming out of a limo.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Well, here comes the
Jesus Christ, man.
Exactly.
Here comes the heat, though. They can't let Jerry just say that.
Let her be there. None of this is our business.
Doesn't it create a circus environment?
It's going to be a circus regardless if Elon is there, but I don't think Elon should be there. She should stay far away. Tiger got himself into this mess. He should get himself out.
If the reports are true and they're not living in the same house, it's going to be very confusing to the public, this appearance of reconciliation.
I'm just saying, it's not our business. They have a marriage. He owes an apology only to his wife. He doesn't owe an apology to us. I never said to my kid, I want you to have a marriage just like Tiger Woods.
He owes an apology to...
Jerry, you stop it because you know...
Did you hear that again? He owes an apology to me. It was in the background. It's just... Why does Tiger Woods owe you an apology?
Yeah.
You know why? You have a marriage just like Tiger Woods.
He owes an apology to...
Jerry, you stop it because you know you like the sensational and you nosy. I see you digging in people's business trying to get the 411. Don't try it.
Look, I have the worst show on television, I admit it. But no one comes on our show who doesn't want to come on and just talk about their lives. And I always tell them, you're nuts if you do this.
There you go. Jerry Springer way smarter than any of those dummies.
He's trying to talk his idiots out of actually coming on his show.
Right.
There's no reason.
No, Jerry. I'm going to come on your show, Jerry.
You talk to an unreasonable person, man. I think that's one of the circles of hell, I think. Unreasonable people
unreasonable?
Are in hell. I really believe that. I think. Fraud and lack of reason. And it's just, you get, this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say this, and you go, and you learn this. I'm not going to be reasonable. I'm just sitting there attacking. You just go, you dumb bitches are stupid. And then that'll shock them right into like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let's go to Matt in Jersey. Matt, what's up, buddy?
You know, a couple things real quick. When you were talking about people getting bought out, don't forget the joke about Kobe with his wife was that the rock he got her was...
That $4 million ring, yeah, man.
24 carats, because that's his number, and purple because it happened on the road, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, well.
The apology thing reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld where George is trying to get James Spader to apologize to him.
Oh, the ice cream shop? That's a good one. He's like, no.
It's like...
What is it with apologies, though? What is it with this thing where someone owes... It's like the Michael Vick thing, and I talked about that. I love animals, hated what he did, but the one thing he did that he doesn't owe anything... One, he's not sorry. He hates dogs.
Right.
Two, he went to jail. See, if sorry really meant something, there'd be a lot less people in jail. Oh, my God, I killed this family with my drunk driving. I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again.
Oh, okay. You're free to go.
Just don't do it again. Now, if you do it again, you're going to go to jail away.
Because I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry.
So you wouldn't do it again because you were really sorry.
Yes. Even the Michael Vick thing, what he did was just... completely disgusting, obviously, to most people. But even that, he doesn't owe me an apology.
He doesn't owe an apology, right?
I don't even fucking know.
No, he doesn't. I hate
If he killed one of my dogs, then I would go, whoa, hey. But why does Michael Vick owe me an apology?
Nothing. If I kill 50 hookers, went to jail, got out, and they go, Patrice, you sorry? Like, no. Like, I love killing hookers. I just got caught.
I went to jail.
You caught me. I'm not sorry.
If I said I'm sorry, it would be insincere and fake and phony.
And bullshit, because I'm not sorry.
Which is what we say all the time. Anytime you hear someone apologizing, especially for language or offending a group or something, it's bullshit.
We've been forced to apologize a few times. And it's a low life for our careers. It's embarrassing.
They don't really
when they throw
care.
An apology in front of you and go, you better read this. And you better be sincere when you do it.
No one.
You better be contrite.
Yeah, oh yeah, contrite. Dude.
That's a word I shouldn't even know.
Don't
hear. He was very contrite. We believe him to
the
be
last
sorry.
Apology we did. They go and we'll be listening. That was their final words. Yeah. And we'll be listening.
So, they said that to you?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, so you must have read the statement.
Ant read the statement. It was before we came back on the air.
With less passion than a Steven Singer Gold Rose read.
Oh, him and his stupid roses.
Right. What's
we
next, Steven?
Yeah, really.
Just start dunking children in that for Mother's Day.
Why don't you
dip your child in gold?
Why don't you dip your penis into fucking 24 karat gold? And how about a little exposure on your website? There's a little too much Howard exposure
on
your website.
Hey, he said our name's on there.
Yeah, but
we're on there.
People see. People have been tweeting me about it.
Well, it's how. Oh, yeah?
Tiger Woods and his apologies.
Okay, let me...
it's like a countdown to Tiger's apology on the news.
Let's say hi to Ian Halperin.
Fuck world we're in.
Ian!
Hey, good Friday. Good Friday, Oakland.
Good Friday, Ian.
This is a good spot for you, man. We're talking about Tiger Woods, the big press conferences at 11. What are you hearing?
I don't know what's going to go on there. I'll tell you one thing about Tiger.
Whoa, isn't it your job to know what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm undercover here. I've been flying around, you know, I'm in a whirlwind here. I'm dizzy.
Cover. I wish it was the cover of a coffin.
Reggie Bush is on my mind this morning because...
Reggie Bush, we're all talking about Tiger Woods.
No, he's
you better have something on
ahead.
Tiger or you're going to be fucking hung up on,
Ian's
sir.
10 steps ahead of everybody.
Is
he's on to somebody else already.
I'm sorry. Yes, Ian. I apologize.
Bush is going in front of the NCAA committee today, and I'll tell you one thing. I think he's going to have to hide that Heisman up Kardashian's ass because he's going to be dethroned of that. He was being paid illegally, all kinds of illegal things were going on. And,
OJ still has his.
Take this Heisman away from him.
OJ don't even know. OJ has his Heisman.
He just fucked you up.
They're not going to take his fucking Heisman trophy.
Oh, knockout punch by Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah,
OJ.
If they didn't take OJ's Heisman, there's not a chance anyone else would get their Heisman taken away. Come on, Ian.
No, Google it.
And plus, it's not his fault. It's the university's fault. They're going to blame the university. He's going to get judged. He's a professional athlete now. And he's done with college, and he's going to keep his trophy. Then no one's going to take it. And do what? Say there's no winner for his year?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
It doesn't go well with the NCAA when you're banging a white chick, and that's what's...
Hey, man, that's a very honest thing.
They are taking that trophy away. I mean, they're going to have to seriously get the people to exhume it from Kardashian's butt. That's where he has it, and that trophy, he's going to be dethroned. I'm telling you right now.
Well, that's big news.
So the night, the 2000, and what is it, six?
Yeah, 6'5".
What are they going to do? They're going to give it to the other guy? He gets it now, and he's going to take it and go, hey, I rightfully... It's not like he took performance-enhancing drugs. He fucking took money. So what, does that make him run better because he took money from a fucking...
Yeah.
Like a booster? He was the same guy. Whether he was didn't take money or not, he won it.
He performed.
Fair and fucking square. They're not going to take his... It's unprecedented. They can't take it.
Yeah, they're taking it, dude. They're taking it.
Mark my words. Google it,
man. I'm telling you.
Right. Google it. Right. Mark my words.
All right.
And he's going to walk, man. He's going to be dethroned. They have to set a precedent. They're going to make him a scapegoat. Look, if it was a white guy, this would never happen. The fact that it's Reggie Bush, he's banging a white chick, you know.
By the way, I banged a Kardashian girl once. Google it.
You banged her?
No, you did. You did. I swear.
I didn't bang her.
You didn't bang her.
I was sitting next to her mom the other night at the Boa restaurant
in
Beverly Hills. And I'll say this, man. She looks like crap, that mom. Like, she's had more surgery than Michael Jackson, I think, tenfold. That woman, her face seemed to be falling down.
Ian, I'm going to give you a scoop. They're saying now that... Michael Jordan will be at this press conference with Tiger Woods today. What do you got on
that?
What? Well, they're taking bets on what he's going to say.
You want Michael Jordan? I mean, I think he might have had some side pussy over the years. I don't know for sure.
Oh, yeah,
but
he lost his wife. He lost his marriage. Yeah.
Is it a fit? Yeah, all right. So why would he be at the press conference with Tiger Woods? But that's the big rumor right now.
Tiger's like the flying nun compared to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was banging everything in sight during his NBA career. So this is the old.
I know. I pulled a train with them.
And you know, after the press conference, they're going to head down to the local strip bar and spend, you know, what we make in about a day. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So you dine next to Kris Jenner on Valentine's Day, and you want to explain the fascination with this family, the Kardashians?
Yeah, I mean, look, she's alone. Valentine's. I think her hubby Bruce Jenner was playing in the pro-am every year, so she's with some hot chick. Her face looks like it's falling off. I sneezed, by the way, almost on her. And why are we so obsessed with these chicks? They're all banging black dudes. The mom, she looks about, I'd say in person, about 93. And Bruce Jenner, man, look, he only got it up in Montreal, my hometown, in 76. What has he done since?
Well, he didn't need to do anything else. He won a lot of fucking medals.
I think this is Robert Kardashian's hell, is what it is, for getting O.J. off the hook for murder. His hell is now to spend eternity looking at his daughters having sex with big black men.
I mean, high-level balls.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just taking it balls deep.
6'11" dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Mashing those tender white women.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just mashing the inside.
God bless reparations.
That's it. Robert Kardashian's just in fucking, like, purgatory somewhere going, what? What is it? I got to watch this?
Ian, this just in. Jordan's going to be announced as one of Tiger's last mistresses.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
that
would
surprise me.
Hey, listen, speaking of gay, you say there's a big fucking gay sex scandal happening with the Olympics.
Oh.
Yeah, really. One of my sources, he's at the Olympics right now. And
think it's one of the ice skaters? Figure skaters? Because I wouldn't believe it.
It wouldn't be. It's got to be a sport where you would never think, right, Ian? No,
incredibly, it's two hockey players, one from the U.S. team and one from Belarus. They were caught making out in the Olympic Village two or three nights ago, and
it was a dare.
Yeah, come on,
probably some dumb fucking.
That's to prove how tough you are in some shitty country,
right?
you know, what's going on there, man? There's a lot of hanky-panky. It seems all of these athletes, they're shagging each other in that village. My source, who's been covering this for European Magazine, he says it's a lot of sex is going on in that village.
Now,
of course there's a lot of sex going on in that village.
Ian, can I go back now? When you were talking to us about the Super Bowl, didn't you also say a lot of sex was going on with the press and everybody at the Super Bowl? In Miami, was it?
Is it safe to say that there's a lot of sex going on everywhere?
Yeah, apparently everywhere, Ian.
Well, we're not going to deny it. Look at Tiger, man. He spent more time, you know, shagging than golfing. And this
are you married, brother?
Am I married?
Yes, sir.
Well, are you interested? What's it to you, man? I'm undercover.
He's undercover right now.
Oh, he's an undercover guy?
He's an undercover guy.
He's not.
Who says he plays the saxophone, but we know it's bullshit.
He's an undercover guy that wears giant fucking sparkly glasses.
He looks like Andrew Dice Clay a little bit.
Like, why would you wear those if you're undercover?
Ian, when are we going to hear you play that saxophone you keep talking about?
I'm going to come into your studio and bring in my band. It's called the His Highness Band.
Yeah,
and we got to give you guys a concert with my dancers, and have a rock.
How about you play this?
I heard a bit of that. We are the world. You know.
Oh wow! All
right. Well,
get him involved.
How about you play the saxophone for us right now over the phone?
I don't have any horns here, man. You know, I'm in transit right now.
Okay. Just talking to your sources every day, and
I would love to.
Yeah. What do you got on Barbara Walters?
Well, here's the question that I have for you guys. She's announced it's her last Oscar special.
Yes.
And rumor is Diane Sawyer, Queen Latifah, Samantha Harris, who I actually like a lot, and she just announced she's off Dancing with the Stars. They've been shortlisted to take over. Who do you guys think should take over? I'm not sure I'm convinced any of the above fit the bill.
Beyonce's father.
I'm going to go with Ernest Borgnine.
Just throw that out. That's a good one.
Ernest Borgnine.
He's a fucking interesting guy, Ernest.
He's still alive.
The answer would be, who gives a shit?
Right. That is the correct answer. When I heard her announce that she wasn't going to do any more Oscar night interviews, it was the biggest who gives a shit moment I've ever heard.
Who cares? Besides Walter Cronkite's ghost.
Yeah, fuck it.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
That show goes on without Barbara Walters. Who cares? It probably will be better without her.
And now back to the Barbara Walters interviews. Is she going to make the person cry? Is she going to ask a weird question like, if you were a tree?
If you were a tree.
Hey, who gives a shit?
You know, Diane Sawyer, she'll probably get the gig. And I think it's a bad choice. She bores me to tears. And
got something
in
common
about Sawyer. I think her time should have been up about 6 years ago. And the fact that
again,
she's doing the
something
news
common,
right now, I think
3 minutes
totally the wrong direction with her.
All right. Well, and finally, I guess you had a date with a Pantene cover girl.
What?
Yeah, man. Well, you know that agency Kelleher International. I went undercover with them, and they hooked me up with the date of my life. It was a Pantene cover girl. From the UK.
Who?
What was her name again?
Punch her up.
Man, I could YouTube her, the clip
it's
of her.
It's Emma something.
Her name was Katie Millerbrook or something like that.
All right.
We better find this or you're in deep shit.
So hot, so intelligent. It was a home run date. It was the first time in 10 years I've gone on a date, and you know, the woman wasn't trying to suck my dick after 10 minutes. So.
A problem?
That didn't work.
Well, you know, it's quality, man. This, you know, usually, for some reason, I've been used to McDonald's. This was prime rib.
Are we looking at her now, Danny? No, we can't find her.
Ian was happy to be sitting there, not getting his dick sucked, because you were having a great moment with this Pantene model.
Boy, you're a real man, Ian.
Yeah, you know, quality, man. I felt
Ian
so good. We talked about
Halperin is so full of shit.
He's laughing.
You are so full of... Is that her?
This girl... Like,
and you're happy she wasn't sucking your dick?
What's wrong with you?
Stop it.
Well, hey, man.
You sure you weren't in the Olympic Village with that athlete from Belarus?
Wow. She's pretty. The only reason she wouldn't be sucking my dick if I was out with her. It would be because I was eating her ass and she couldn't get to my dick.
Yeah, why didn't you eat her ass, Ian?
Well, you know, you got to be a gentleman the first 20 minutes.
That is a gentleman. That is a gentleman.
Let me say hi to Mark in Florida. Mark, we're on with Ian Halperin, who knows, well, nothing. But we love having him on the
show.
He's
an enigma.
Yeah. Mark.
Good morning, boy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Perez Hill, I mean, Ian, how the hell can the NCAA take away a private award awarded by the Downtown Athletic Club that has nothing to do with the NCAA?
Oh, Ian, comment. Ian, comment.
Great insight there.
Well, he's got you
there, Ian.
Oh, damn.
Look, from what I know, he's going before the board today.
You know it's over when you start with it, from what I know. He got off his pulpit. From what I understand, he's not taking it. He's not taking it.
Yeah,
Ian, he might have got you right
I
there.
I think he got you there. Well, I'm looking at this girl. I'm freaking out.
Let's see the end result. Again, I predict he will lose the trophy.
It's like the Hall of Fame's are private. The Hall of Fame's are fucking...
Yeah. Let's go to Jason in Virginia.
Private.
Ian, where did... First of all, wait. Ian, where did you go with this girl?
We went to Yamashiro. It's a Japanese restaurant in the Hollywood Hills.
And what did you do? Kind of walk me through the date
blind date. I showed up. I had no idea what to expect. And then this beautiful woman shows up. And I said, wow, this is awesome with a British accent. And we enter the restaurant. We get a good table with a view of all of Hollywood. It's really high up, this restaurant, and just, you know, talk for about 3-4 hours. We were the last people to leave, and
you talked to her for 3 hours, and
yeah.
So you woke her up and then you left.
Yeah, well, she drove me back to my pad, and that was it.
And that was it. You didn't?
Yeah.
Did you invite her in?
No.
Yeah. Why didn't you invite her in? Say, hey,
want to come into my pad, you know, talk about, you know, maybe a drink or something?
Well, you know, I felt it was just too early.
Early? She's. What do you think? You're getting a second date with this fucking girl?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Oh, you are?
I already informed Kelleher International I want one more.
And what did it cost?
What did that cost? Actually, the dinner was about... $450.
No, I mean, like, did you have to pay an agency or her or anything?
No. Because I went undercover.
Right.
I told them if I'm satisfied, I'll gladly pay up at the end. So I was able to.
They fronted you a model.
Yes, they did.
I again will say Ian Halperin is full of shit.
Why would you say
because
that?
Because they're not fronting him a Pantene model that I'm looking at here and is fucking drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah? Well, hey, you're probably the same guy saying I'm full of shit when I went into the Church of Scientology and got them to sign on the dotted line.
That's right, Anthony. Let's not forget about that.
Well, I love Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony loves my leftovers, so I love the guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why are you holding that over his head?
Leftovers. Everyone's a leftover, my friend. Everyone's a leftover, unless you're fucking a virgin. Your little Pantene model was a leftover. She sucked someone else's dick and not yours. She sucked someone else's dick and not yours.
I'm glad you added that little footnote of because I didn't get that, quite frankly, until you added virgin.
Yeah.
And that's actually a profound statement.
Everyone's a leftover.
Let's. Did we say hi to Jason in Virginia? Jason, did you get to talk?
No, not yet.
All right, you're on with Ian Halperin.
Yeah, this guy sounds like the Kaiser Soze of bullshit. He's just sitting in his hotel room. He saw a Pantene bottle.
Yeah, like Kaiser Soze, he just looks around the room.
Goes, I could talk about a Pantene model.
International is the guy that makes the towels. He's full of shit.
No, it's great. She worked at a milled soap factory.
You know, you're the type of guy, when I'm talking about all this, you're jacking off and you're probably thinking of me and her with you, and that ain't going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, I remember she worked for the Kobayashi Porcelain Company. It was Kobayashi.
Wait, John in Alabama. John, go ahead. You're on with Ian Halperin.
Hey, boys. Who are you hiding from, Ian? Who are you going undercover from?
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Dude, you know, hey.
Let me explain. I think what John is saying is you're not famous enough to be undercover. You could just be Ian.
Right, you could just be you.
You could just be you.
That works for me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Thanks, boy.
You're welcome, John. I just wanted to make sure Ian understood your point.
No, I was with two chicks that night, the Pantene girl and another girl. Her name is Minibar. Minibar, I was with.
Ian, why don't you fucking stick up for yourself? Jesus, what's wrong with you?
I love you guys.
I'm undercover.
Right,
are you losing your balls? Let's go.
Shabbos is coming up in a few hours here, so you know I'm not going to argue with you.
I got you.
Know,
yeah.
Anthony, man, look, I'm going to take Anthony. I'm going to pay his ticket up to Canada and give him the grand tour.
I'd love to.
His opinion of me.
I'd love to. What part of Canada?
Montreal, about 2 hours north.
Okay.
Ian, how are you able to go on dates with, like, Pantene models if you're married?
No, I'm not married.
You might have said you were married on this show.
No, not married. You know, just happy-go-lucky Canadian and dating Pantene models.
I saw Jose.
All right.
anything
else, Ian, that we didn't cover?
I think we're just about done. Yeah. I wanted to let you guys also know Heather Mills, apparently she's plowed through $54.5 million in 22 months from Sir Paul. And I just have no idea where she put all this dough. But that's quite a bit of loot to get rid of so quickly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How is there no way to find out, you know, what she spent there? You ought to go undercover as her leg.
Yeah. That, you know what? Let me ask you a question. Would you shag Heather Mills without that leg on?
No, why not?
Yeah. Would you eat her out without that leg?
It might get a little sweaty, but why not?
I don't know. I wouldn't take Sir Paul's seconds. Would you lick the prosthetic leg?
Would I what?
Would you lick the prosthetic leg?
Yeah, that's easy.
No. It's disgusting.
I think Mills needs Anthony in the hay. That could turn the
Well,
yeah, around.
Thank you. Really? Thank you, Ian.
All right. We lost Patrice. Ian, thank you so much, sir.
Yes,
we appreciate your phone call.
Always a pleasure, Ian. On the Opie and Anthony show, the greatest radio show in New York City. And peace out, everyone. Have a great weekend.
All right, Ian Halpern. Go to ianundercover.com.
Yes.
He's even got the website, ianundercover.com.
Ianundercover.com.
Right, Ian?
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people from your show have been saying hi, and I appreciate it. And I'll tell you one thing. Kardashian and Bush, they're toast too. One more year, that's it. After he loses this Heisman, it's all over. That chick, man, she's just, I think it's awful. Have you ever met her?
No, I bet
she refuses
to
do our show.
Dude, I've seen these posters of her all over the place in L.A. It looks more airbrushed than anything I've ever seen.
Ian, let me tell you what I just did for you.
Yes.
It's Follow Friday on Twitter. I am now following Ian Undercover on Twitter.
All right. Well, hey, check it up.
That's what I do.
I'm going to do a post on you guys.
That's what I do for you right now. Look at this. I hit follow. You're in.
All right. Hey, thanks, bro.
All right. Get the fuck out of here now or whatever. All right. Ian Halpern, everyone. All right. We'll take a break.
That fucking guy.
Duke, who are you hearing is going to show up? Is Elon going to be there?
Oh.
You know, that's the million-dollar question. There's some reports that she will not be here. Other reports say she will be here. If I was a betting man, I would say that his mom is definitely going to be here. We're also hearing Michael Jordan is going to be here. Now, that makes a lot of sense on a couple different levels. Tiger and Michael are friends. Not only that, you know, they represent that Nike brand. And Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike, came out and he said, hey, look, this too shall pass, and Tiger is going to be big. I mean, Tiger, after Michael Jordan left Nike, is really Nike when you think about it. The three big names on Nike are Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, and Derek Jeter, with Jordan
Can you
and Tiger
believe
being
this?
The biggest.
It's
but we're hearing
they are battling,
you know, Michael may be here, and really that may be the only athlete in the world more famous than Tiger Woods, if that's at all possible, especially after this event. And,
Shut up!
So we're also hearing it's going to be 5 to 7 minutes.
The plane
Some
into a building
it may go
axes.
12 minutes. Once again, there is a
Ian Halpern just talked to
no
us.
Questions will be asked.
Very
the
interesting.
The Golf Riders of America have decided to boycott
Heisman trophies
this.
Are up for
they
grabs.
Have three seats. available at this press conference. They decided because you can't ask questions,
will Elon
they're
be
not
there?
Be on hand.
Wait,
it'll
who?
Be a very controlled
Who's
environment. One camera.
What?
Only one camera.
One
is
camera.
Be there. It's a pool camera, and it's going to be
What's
interesting
this, the
Anthony
to see show?
How controlled that camera is. Will there be cutaways if Elon is there?
Oh my God! This is
Elon.
Holy
Will his mom
shit!
Be there?
This
if
is the
Elon
world
is there,
we
is she
in.
Next to him? I imagine if Michael Jordan's in the crowd, we're also going to see the camera pan to him as well. So this is going to be people are going to study this case, crisis management people, public relations people, in colleges for years and years to come.
Years
this was controlled
and years
and
to come.
It's
going to
be a very, it's really a historic day when you think about it.
This
right,
guy,
this is a
historic day. Let me tell you something. This guy,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, sure, he did. He was divorced and everybody, you know, there's
this guy
backstory.
Being there is so caught up in the story because he's there.
Right.
That he really thinks it's a big event. Like, they sent him down there to cover this, and he's there talking with the other reporters. There's probably a lot of rumblings and hoopla and speculation. So he gets on and goes, this is astounding. Oh, my God, the eagle has landed. Oh, man has walked on the moon.
Fuck.
And it's Tiger Woods.
I just want to say that I appreciate everyone's patience. I want to say that I, first of all, apologize to my beautiful wife, Edith. For anything I've done, to
my kids, my mom.
I have to first of all apologize to my children and my children. I have to apologize because this forever is going to be haunting them for the. I also like to apologize to my friends and all of my supporters. And I just want to say that I appreciate their job. I went and took care of my problems and my problems are different. And I will make
Time's
a return
up.
To golf. And that I will. Golf has been good to me. And I like to thank Nike. I like to thank Tag Heuer.
Oh yeah, he's got
like
to get the sponsors in.
And I will not. I will never. This will not. And here's the mistake. Don't even say this will not happen again, nigga.
Sandy Kane on fucking five. Dr. Bonnie
always having
Eaker
a risk-taking,
Wheel
seeking behavior.
Relationship.
These guys
she's a relationship
stress, like
therapist.
What does she know about?
What the fuck could this pig possibly
know? We've got to figure out what to do to make us have novelty, but not to do it, you know, when it's wrong. That's
thank you,
point.
Dr. Bonnie. Appreciate
thank
it.
Check
so
out her
much.
Book, Make Up, Don't Break Up, Dr. Bonnie Eaker Wild. Right.
Women
my website, Dr.
want
Bonnie
cheating to be a disease.
That can be
so fucking bad. All this shit that we do, right? That we do and we have to do to get pussy. Meaning all the charm.
The charm.
All the shit.
Jumping through hoops,
all the talking.
The money, right.
All the fucking stuff that we say, look, we hate doing it, but we've established an ability to do it. Women just won't establish an ability to make us give them love with the same passion that they give us pussy. That we make them give. We compel them to open their legs.
Yes.
But they can't compel us to open our hearts. They just fucking write books, say it's a disease, say this. It's look like, look, I've said this before. You can do an interview, right? For the most part, an interview, and you go, say to a woman, do you love your man? Yes, I do. Do you love your family? Yes, I do. Yes. Do you love your children? Yes, I do. Do you love your life? Yes, I do. Are you happy? Yes, I am. Fully happy. Will you fuck that supermodel over there, that Calvin Klein model? Would you risk that to fuck that gorgeous man over there? No, I will not, because I'm happy with my life. Sir, are you happy with your life? Yes. Are you happy with your family? Yes. Are you happy with everyone in your life? Yes, I am. Would you fuck that woman thrown up behind a dumpster and risk everything to fuck that girl peeing in the middle of the street? Would you risk your family? Yes. Yes, I would. Risk it all to fuck a pig in the mouth behind a dumpster.
Jesus.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I do love my wife. I do love my children. I don't want to lose them. But I want to fuck that pig.
Holy shit.
It's not a disease. It just is what it is.
That is fucking
it's a fight to not fuck other women. Why is that so bad? It's a fight.
Yeah, those books. They'll write books. They'll put out fucking... They'll put little practices in place of therapy and everything like that, but
it's simple. Mm. It's just simple. It's our one thing that keeps us from being
perfection.
That is true.
Is the constant barrage of wanting to stick our dick in something. There's no such thing as glory holes for pussies. Women won't just stick their pussy through a hole
against
and have
hole.
Somebody do something to it.
Right.
There's men that'll stick their dick through a hole just so something happens to it.
Jesus.
Do you understand? This is not the only thing. If we were faithful,
yeah.
Do you know what would happen? Women would turn into the I Am Legend monsters running around trying to find dick because they didn't realize all the dick they were getting. They were sharing anyway. It's very... Look, man, this shit... Could you just... We don't have periods.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fucking have children. There's nothing to slow a man down from moving. And there's a lot of things to keep women from just moving, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, PMS without the bleeding makes them fucking irritable.
Freaking out.
It's rough being a woman, man. There's a lot of things that we deal with, but they're visual. If you see a baby come out your girl's pussy, you go, whoa, that's real. You see a bitch bleeding and she's going bananas, you go, that's fucking real. But you say to a bitch, baby, I need to fuck something. That ain't you. That ain't real in him.
But it's real.
But it's real.
But it's real.
But it's real.
It's fucking real. I need to fuck something.
God that's the man's period.
At least understand, yes.
That's our cross to bear.
I say, I'll be on stage, I go, ladies, you ever been with a man long enough in your life, right? And you go, and you go, this motherfucker act like he's on his period. Right? You know what a man's period is? He's being faithful. That motherfucker is not getting other pussy, so he's irritable.
You got to get on TV and show the world his perspective, because there's not a guy out there brave enough to say he's on TV.
He's sick. I cramp up. I cry for no reason.
Yep.
When she says, what time is it? 7:30, bitch. Didn't I buy your watch? What's wrong with you? I ain't fucking all the bitches, ho. Get over it. I'm having my fucking PMS. Fucking. They're killing me with this shit.
Oh, shit.
They don't want to understand. They don't even want to understand, man, what it is. And I'm not saying every guy, first of all, fuck that. Cheating, right? Fuck the actual cheating.
Yeah.
Women don't even want to discuss the feeling of wanting to cheat with us. Like the draw to cheating. And I say, look, what is cheating? Cheating is a man that sneaks out of his house to go to find some, like, semblance of happiness behind his woman's back so he doesn't hurt her feelings.
Jesus.
Cheating is for them.
Holy shit. How do you fucking...
It's not for me.
That's around. A hell of a spin job.
I don't want to run around in the streets risking my family.
Because then you just fucking invite the girl over to your house and fuck her in front of
your girl. I
want to
do it while you're there, sweetie, so I can get that evil out.
Because that would hurt her.
It would hurt her feelings.
So the cheating part is actually helping.
It's for them.
It's out of kindness.
You know how much empathy I have for you for sneaking out to fuck another woman?
Holy shit.
Where are you at with your book?
Whoa!
You writing the book?
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ooh.
Is that a good one?
Oh, yeah, it's a really good one, man.
Don't forget who told you about the idea.
I'm letting everybody fucking write their goddamn books.
What chapter is this?
Oh, shit.
Did you just give a chapter away?
I might have.
It don't matter. It's so much.
Plenty.
It's just all I gotta do is do enough analogies.
I've been telling you for years. Your relationship book will be massively huge. Massively huge. All right.
I hate when I turn and think that fucking intern's a chick. That annoys the piss out of me.
What, Johnny Weir?
Yeah. Johnny Weir was just in studio, but I was looking at something, and then I looked up to make eye contact with Patrice, and he was walking out of the studio, and I'm like, who's this bitch? Oh, it's fucking... Yeah,
he's a fag.
A little guy.
No, he says
but
he's
he
not.
But he says no.
No man, hold on, man.
I
he
know. Says he's
not, no man, man waves at other men like this.
Like that. Never. No.
He's gay.
He says he's
never.
Not.
Never.
Fucking gay.
And what's he got? A fucking...
It's not going to ruin it. It's not going to ruin your career if you admit you're gay. It's going to help your career, man. It's nothing but gay guys and women who run the world
That's
right now.
That's true. I got a girl. I thought...
She doesn't know you're gay?
You wave like this.
Yeah, that was a
rough gay.
Wave.
Never even tried out another guy. Ever.
No, never.
Oh my God, no.
Not once.
Really? This fucking sweet ass. If I fucked you, that wouldn't make me gay. That's how much of a girl you are. And no offense, man. You're just sweet as it can be.
What is it about me that
you fuck the shit out of your woman?
Yes, she can vouch. She can vouch.
We can't get her on the phone though.
No, we can never get her on the phone.
You fuck her like
somewhere far away.
She could come in and vouch for me.
We would love to have her on the show. We would
fuck the shit out of your girl.
Absolutely, every day, every night.
If you brought your girl in, we'd be very respectful. We got to get her on the show.
Her name is Jane Gum.
If you can sing, you're the American Idol winner right now.
You just got to get your singing lessons.
That's hilarious. You watch some gay porn all day just to see if you was gay?
Yeah.
Because you have questions about yourself a little bit?
Well, he doesn't understand why everyone's saying this.
You don't feel like you're a little effeminate? And this, believe me.
Absolutely, I'm effeminate. My mother raised me, like, primarily.
Oh.
So.
My mother raised me, that's why I'm brutally trying to hang on to man. She beat me with pipes every day. And what did your mother do? Breastfeed you till you were 16?
No, she was just, I mean, I find a lot of my qualities are a lot like hers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you have a lot in common with a girl.
I'm going to fuck him later, man. It's simple.
Yeah, if you want to call me gay,
you can.
All right, well, Lynn in Atlanta wants in on this. Lynn. Because that's a whole nother hour, this kid. We'll do an hour on him, but we got Laszlo standing by, too. Lynn, what's up?
Laszlo. Hey, I wanted to holler at Patrice. I need him to come to my house and explain to my wife what he just explained on the radio. You can understand it. Let me tell you real quick, like, 17 years of marriage, faithful the whole time, okay? Move in across the street with a neighbor, had to nail it, ended up nailing it. My wife has been asking me why for a year. I couldn't explain it. But Patrice, you just put in words.
That's why Patrice is writing the book that a lot of people are going to end up loving in the end.
He's amazing.
Hey, I got to just point out that there's breaking news. You know, you wonder if the media is in on this whole thing as far as distracting the populace from the real issues out there. In Atlanta, I think it was Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
There's a zebra that's loose.
A zebra's
almost
loose in
on
Atlanta.
Cue, like, well, what's up with this guy, like, crashing into the IRS building? Next thing you know, there's a zebra loose.
Look out, Martha.
To distract us.
There's a zebra loose in Atlanta. Oh, my God.
And it's running down the side of the highway right now. It's just kind of strange how those distractions pop up at the perfect opportunity.
Meanwhile, you know. Can I just reiterate? A guy crashed his plane into the IRS building.
Who cares about that? They got footage of a zebra.
Pissed off at the tax system in this country.
But when do you get to see a zebra running alongside the cars?
Well, as long as we get to hear DJ whatever on Channel 5 news, because that's news.
Yeah. It's just we all need a job.
You know,
we need a job, man. We'd like to support our family.
We would like to discuss the reasoning behind the man's anger at the IRS, but we got DJ whatever.
First of all, can I please defend you right now?
Yes.
His name is DJ whatever.
And it's spelled
EVVA.
WHUTEVVA.
I'm DJ whatever, motherfucker.
People would think you're just trying to pretend.
No. It's
really DJ whatever on Channel 5 right now.
He's really DJ
Which, by the
whatever.
Way, is...
What do you... What do you want to hear? Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. What do you play tonight? Whatever.
Whatever. Which is actually a pretty good DJ.
DJ whatever is actually pretty good.
DJ whatever is pretty good.
Motherfucker.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to get Laszlo on the show next. Another busy show, Patrice O'Neill. And now Laszlo. We are talking about gaming, man. I mean, Laszlo just handing out games. I blew my big opportunity with Laszlo.
Yeah,
fuck.
You did.
I'm such a loser.
I'm happy you gave me this game, too, man, because I was
Jesus Christ, I'm in the middle of fucking apologizing to Laszlo,
man,
and you jump in with your shit.
Fucking Alzheimer's is taking up too much time, nigga.
Alzheimer's. I actually said something that you had the Alzheimer's because you didn't even realize they talked.
Oh, okay. That's
holy shit.
That's true. That's a fair point.
And I already said I'm really tired today. I'm having a bad show, and I apologize to everybody.
You don't have to apologize to me, sweetie.
Laszlo wanted me to do a part in his game. I'll be honest. I thought, oh, here's Laszlo just being nice, and I got to yell and scream again for one of his fucking games. But he goes, no, it's actually a pretty good part. And we went back and forth, and then I blew my opportunity. I was ready to finally perform, and he's like, dude, I handed everything in weeks ago. What was I supposed to be, a sheriff or something?
He was going
to
be a sheriff in Red Dead. We locked it down.
Coming out?
April 27th.
I'm waiting for that.
And I said last week, I'm ready now, Laszlo. Right. I was like, ready?
Ready.
The fucking game went to press.
Oh, damn. Exactly. Play Call of Suarez behind
We don't speak of other Western games. There's only one.
Yeah, what's wrong with
you? Exactly.
You're pissing everybody off. What's wrong with you?
It's like during the middle of your plug for comics, we just start plugging some other comic.
Huh. True that, but I was actually saying fuck that because I'm waiting for their game.
Exactly.
So it's I have to wait is what I'm saying because for the
that's like us all
yeah, me mumbling nigga. Right. I play Call of Suarez, but I'm waiting for this.
But that's like us inviting the other big black dude that gets all the roles you should be getting in movies into our studio right now.
That's but see the intentions of you doing that. If you did it. Wouldn't give a fuck, but if you did it with intentions.
Which, by the way,
insults,
which pisses me off. He's getting all the roles you should be getting.
Who's this?
I don't fucking know his goddamn name.
Some fat guy? He's probably a nice kid.
You know the
That's
guy.
That's all it takes.
I think probably he was in the office.
He's a nice kid. He goes in, he goes hi to people. Well, yeah. He doesn't go in and
but you should be getting all those
a boogie with one nostril and holding the other one.
Who am I talking? Wasn't he in the office with you? And now he gets all those roles.
Yeah.
And I go, every time I see him, I'm like, that should be Patrice.
I
forgot his fucking name. He was in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Funny
comic. He's a funny guy,
Craig,
too.
Craig Robinson.
And you know that we don't have him on the show because it bothers me?
Why?
Because I think you should be getting those roles.
He's a nice guy.
I know he's a nice guy, but he's doing...
It's not his fault.
But that's your gig. He's doing your gig.
Listen, Chris Rock told you why. He told you I should have the role as the father on the show.
Yeah.
And then he told you why I don't.
Yeah.
It's even if I go
he
in
said it to your face
with
too.
Sort of not... If you're not going high and happy, it's I understand.
All right,
I do understand.
Let's not take up Laszlo's time. So what are we talking about today, Laszlo?
There's a lot of things going on there.
There really is.
I was looking at his sheet.
I'm dizzy with all this info.
Yeah, it was
just don't fucking quiz me after your appearance.
You know, I haven't done the Technofile officially shut down in 2007, but I still pop by.
But why are you shutting it down? Why did you shut it down?
Cause
too busy.
There's more money to be made in video games and radio these days.
Yeah, I know.
That's for sure.
I got tired of getting thrown off of CBS stations for being good.
Join the club.
Yeah, for being too good. You're performing too well. Please leave. You're out of here.
Unbelievable. Because it's a great show you used to do.
Yeah, it was good.
The Technofile was great.
Ran for 12 years.
So. It should still be going, Laszlo. What are you doing? Maybe you should do it for the fun of it.
Fun? No? Well, the thing of it is I do radio for video games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you do the radio shows on the video games.
Cartoons. Yeah. We're producing full-blown cartoons. And I don't know. I have to say, I dig doing radio occasionally. You know, I was doing the Laszlo show here for a while and got thrown off of that.
Yeah.
And, but.
Perish the thought you asked for a dime.
We really built up a nice block of weekend programming for the
Patrice,
channel.
Yeah, Patrice, Bill Burr.
And they just didn't feel like giving up any of their fucking dough because they want to pay one guy. And it's like, enough with paying one guy. We gave you a block of programming that was working that you could maybe spread out to other places on this platform. And they instead decide not to pay anyone, so now we're back to just doing reruns for the most part.
I liked the
We had a nice variety. Fucking block.
Yeah. Oh. Now it's Infinity Satellite Radio.
I don't understand that, man.
God damn.
Enough with paying one guy. There's a lot of good shit going on, but you got to pay these guys a little bit. Patrice would be amazing on satellite radio on a regular basis.
Patrice had a good show.
Yep.
Yeah, he had a good fucking
Everyone
show.
Talk about had a good show. It's great. You know, yeah.
Laszlo had a good show. Patrice had a good show. We even got Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith's podcast were on our fucking channel, and he wanted just a little
Burn,
a little dough.
Burn DeRosa?
Yeah. Burn DeRosa wanted just
Bobby and Colin?
Just a little dough. Really fun. Not a lot of dough, a little dough. Just to say, hey, thank
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes Ant will come in. We had a great moment on Laszlo's show when Ant revealed something.
Right, exactly.
We got a good moment. It was a great radio reveal? Moment.
Did I hear this?
That was the big
reveal that you were single.
The big reveal.
Oh, shit.
Let's be honest. You stay single for about it. I've never seen somebody so insecure. You cannot stay single.
He's staying single for now, unless there's something I don't know.
No, sure.
It's gonna be the longest he's gone being a single guy.
It's like Weekend, right. And you know, I'm alone most of the time.
A serial monogamous.
I am alone most of the time now. I really am.
Is it sad?
Very alone. Very alone.
Are you close to getting a bunch of dogs?
No, never. Nah, they ruined my furniture. Fuck that.
Does it feel good to be alone finally, though? Are you itching?
Sometimes
it's, are you itching?
No, nah, sometimes it's nice. Sometimes I'm just sitting watching TV going like, what am I going
to do? Think about man's best friend just swimming in your pool, happy to be there, wagging their tail when you see him.
I'm not a dog person. They just chew your shit up. What, yeah, oh, we had an accident on my fucking nice rug.
You can name him something fucking Italian-y.
Yeah, Italian-y.
Hey, come here, Goomba.
Hey, Goomba.
Johnny.
Hey, Spumoni. My dog, Spumoni.
This is my dog, Teflon.
Cannoli.
Bayaboo.
Hey. No, I'm just like,
By the way, special delivery with Sam and Dave, of course. They do a good job, but they decided they don't need money. If you decide you don't need money, then there's programming for you on 202 and 197. I say we bring back fucking Laszlo's show, Patrice's show, and we pay some of these fucking guys. It's time.
I would do it for. I tell you right now, I'd do it for non-aggressive four figures.
Non-aggressive
five, aggressive four.
I like it.
Four figures.
Aggressive five figures. Non-aggressive five figures.
Right.
Aggressive four.
Aggressive four. All right.
Aggressive four. I do it for aggressive four.
That's eight or nine.
Once a fucking every Saturday.
That's eight or nine. You're saying eight or nine.
That's fucking a bargain.
That should be doable.
Bargain.
It's not. Trust me.
Laszlo's like, no. He's been through it.
They got to figure
Trust
it
out. Trust me. They walk through the door and cut pay by 75%.
I had some great conversations over a couple of Guinness with Laszlo, and wow, was I just fucking floored.
They got to, like, figure out the shit behind the scenes. They really do.
We had a little agreement.
Did you really?
We did it for free
this
for a long time.
Because this cocksucker looked me up and down. Like, when I asked him, was you getting paid a little bit? This
they told me you were getting paid, motherfucker.
Non-aggressive four.
You had non-aggressive four?
Aggressive four?
Aggressive three sucks.
Not aggressive.
I made more money in market 182 when I was in Columbia, Missouri.
Aggressive two.
Can I summarize? I got to summarize. We have our own channel here, and we're sort of happy with how the channel's doing, but we really do want to be doing more for SiriusXM, and we have the people that could do it, but for some reason, they don't want to pay anybody. They want to pay one fucking guy. We know the guy I'm talking about. And they got to change how they look at things, because there's a lot of talented people that are willing to do some serious radio for this company. Serious.
Do you think the fact that you have access to so many? Because I think this show, has access to a lot of.
I have no doubt we can fill up another channel with some solid programming.
But you think they look really at the free? Well. The fact that a lot of good guys come in just to hang. So it's like, why pay guys who will hang on your show to do their own show?
Maybe that's it.
I don't know what their logic is, to be honest. I don't know how these people think. I know there's enough people associated with this show that we could fill up another channel and it would do way better than a lot of the channels they currently have. But they don't want to pay.
No pay.
Yeah.
No show.
I told you.
It's very obvious. So now,
it's easy.
So now you get more
aggressive four, baby. We've been talking.
I don't think it's really healthy to have just our show on over and over again. You give it a little rest. You give these guys some time.
Overexposure.
I think so at times, and I think in the end it helps everybody. You don't want to thin us out too much by hearing our voices over and over again. When you could put a Patrice show on or a Laszlo show.
Are they paying the guys that are affiliated with 101?
I don't know how they, I, who knows?
It's a whole nother entity.
Yeah, that's like,
we have
fucking,
no idea.
That's fucking Russia over there. I don't know how that works. Do you know how Russia works?
Fucks no.
All
right, fair enough.
I know how, I know how we work. And I know we want to, you know, share a little bit here.
I bet you get a lot of motherfuckers for an aggressive four. I know the market. What's going on? There's a lot of motherfuckers who do it for aggressive four.
That's non-aggressive,
especially
aggressive
since
three.
They live in New York.
I don't want to play your cards, obviously. But there are guys that just want to feel appreciated.
A little appreciation wouldn't hurt.
Yeah,
that, I know. It's basically saying what you just said. But I, you know what I'm trying to say? Because in the end, you guys want to try to make as much as you can. But the fact is,
not really.
No,
but a lot of these guys just want
loyalty. But also, look, money would be nice with some loyalty. Loyalty will get you a discount.
Loyalty means shit.
But I'm saying non-loyalty. I want mid-aggressive five.
Right, loyalty means shit in this day and age. But we still have that loyalty thing among us.
Right.
I understand what you do for our show, and I would love to, you know, return the favor, but for some reason they don't want to listen down the fucking hall.
To do a good job, and then maybe, you know, something comes out of that.
Right.
So you kind of go in at a discount.
But radio still pays in fame. You know, they still always pull that stuff of like, you'll be heard by a lot of people. It's like, that'll pay my bills, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fame don't pay the bills.
Not only, but like the agreement we had with a lot of our comedian friends is like, we understand Patrice is here for free today. I think most people know that by now. But what Patrice used to get out of this was a lot of plugs. And they even cut down on the plugs these guys are allowed to have on our channel, which is insane to me.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Even though they said stop.
You used to hear all the comic promos, even when you weren't here.
Remember that? Yeah, we did.
You only get promos when you're in studio for the most part now. Like, I have to make sure that everyone knows Patrice is playing comics next weekend. Right. Because when you leave here, That's it. But it used to be where, you know, you would go into Derek's studio
and
cut a promo.
That's cut.
That was part of our deal we kind of made with you guys. Like, look, you're giving us such great radio. The least we could do is still plug your gigs when you're not here.
And but they say no.
Oh, that's gone, man.
Oh, shit.
You don't think it could have been away.
That shitty 80s music they always put behind every one of those fucking
things?
Yeah,
it was great.
We thought that was great. They didn't like the 80s music thing.
I kind of found it funny.
It was one of those things we did that was kind of funny, and people got it, and they didn't get it, and they got rid of that, too. So, whatever.
Well,
I know the channel, and another channel could do very well, but, you know, at this point, who am I? I'm nobody. We used to be somebody's.
Who's the guys that are still alive?
What are you talking about?
You said Sam and somebody?
No, Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave.
Oh, it's this Sam.
Sam
and kicked the end of the curve.
The East Side. So East Side and Sam?
East Side and Sam.
Oh, man, I know it used to be Sam and Thane.
Oh, boy, he kicked him to the curb. That little fro motherfucker kicked that dude to the curb faster than
loyalty.
Shit.
No loyalty.
Thane made a dignity move that just didn't work out. Man, that's the scary thing. You try to make your dignity moves and just fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta make sure your dignity move pays off.
Yeah.
If you're gonna make a dignity move, it better pay off.
I have integrity, really? Well.
All right, listen, we're babbling now, probably losing our audience, but I mean, I guess some of that stuff had to be said because it's been going on for a while. According to E-Rock, shows on 101 get $400 per show and one show a week. I had a big fight with Cross about those 80s beds.
Did you?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that part.
Why do you have it up on the screen, motherfucker?
Hope he's reading it like it's a teleprompter. No, that was inside information.
Oh. Well, you got to have some kind of fucking don't read this part.
I'll draw a line next time.
don't read this.
There was a big fight. We thought the 80s thing was just kind of hokey and silly, and then it kind of worked.
Well, you know why? It became like the
It worked.
It became the running gag, so like every time there was a new comic promo, you got excited to see like what the...
Yeah, what 80s song that you haven't heard in a long time is playing the
because Derek would go really deep.
Of
course. He would pull shit out of his ass.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Whatever. What are we going to do? We do what we can. So, what are we talking about today, Laszlo?
Oh, I was, you know, Ant and I talk about this a lot, of the iPhone and various
access to movies and so forth. And I don't know if you guys have seen, but Warner Brothers is in this battle with Netflix and Redbox. You know, Redbox has got those kiosks where you can rent movies for a buck.
Oh, that weird thing, right? It's supermarkets.
They're battling them to not, when a movie comes out, to not make it available for 28 days.
Why is that?
Under the assumption that people will be frustrated and then just go out and spend $20 for the DVD.
Oh.
But these are the same people that won't do what makes sense and have simultaneous release on DVD. Because I will not set foot in a movie theater, but I would walk up to that ticket window and buy it on DVD the day it comes out.
Exactly. Why can't they do that? It's making, you're spending more money on the DVD than the movie theater.
Yeah, now, I think Shutter Island comes out today. It's getting okay reviews. Wouldn't you just buy the DVD today for a good fee, too? Wouldn't you pay $20-$25 for the DVD today?
Absolutely.
To see it at home? And what is the average person paying for a movie?
And if they, exactly, like $20. And if they only made it available at the movie theaters, then the movie theaters are making money because they're the big people that are fighting simultaneous release on DVD.
Right. And the problem the movie industry has, and we bring it up a lot, and now that Laszlo's here, we could talk about it a little bit. When you go to a movie theater and see a movie, it's starting to look very old and outdated. It really is. Most people, and you don't need to have a lot of money, where you have a better system than fucking walking into these theaters and hearing the crackling of the film and all that shit.
Dirty floors.
All that crap.
My
the
poultry people.
System is much better than the movie theater.
I'm trying to talk about the average Joe.
Average Joe.
You're somebody who can afford the 3-2-1 bowl system.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You got a cotton candy machine.
Ant system is better than IMAX, so I think you're out of this conversation. I'm talking about the regular guys out there putting a little home theater system together. Most of them are better than what you're getting in the movie theater.
That's a good point. I never thought about how much I just don't go to the movies.
As soon as I sit down, I'm like, why am I here? It used to be because you couldn't get that at home. Now you're getting that at home.
I hate people. I can't be around.
Thank you.
I can't fucking be around people.
That's what it is.
But all people say they hate people.
Yeah, but we know the real ones to hate.
Right.
It's a young person's world. When you get older, you disappear. I love my house. I love locking myself in.
Patrice, I could not agree with you more. I go home. You know what my big thing to do is when I go home is to tend to my to cry of loneliness. To tend to my fire in the fireplace.
Nice.
Oh, I have to get it lit, and then I'm constantly watching TV, and I'm always looking at my right, going, I need to poke that fire a little. And I get the poker out, and I poke, and it's like, time for another log. Throw another log on. Go out back. Grab a whole nother bundle. And all night long, my attention is on the fire in the fireplace and the wine in my glass.
Something very primal.
Give a shit about what's going on outside my door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, could I give a shit? And I know anyway because I got cameras. But I swear I could give a shit.
Hey,
I don't want to go to the movies.
I apologize, but I got to go backwards. I don't understand people that really don't really listen to the show and then write something like this. Jim D in Chicago. Lots of people have crappy jobs, Opie. Stop whining about one that most people would be overjoyed to have. Nobody cares about the suits. Deal with it and just do the show, which you do so well. I wasn't bitching.
Opie just wants to say, okay, thank you for your advice.
I wasn't bitching about my job. I'm bitching about how the channel's being run and how these guys really deserve to, A, have a show on our channel, and B, get paid a little bit of money.
And let me be honest.
That was the whole point this time around. Yeah, have I bitched a lot in the past? Of course, and I'll continue to bitch, yes. But that's not what I was getting at.
And let me add something.
I'm happy with my position at SiriusXM right now.
I want to add something to that guy's comment.
Yeah.
When you have a shitty job, which I had, believe me, I had my share of very, very shitty jobs. Shitty fucking jobs.
Yours shittier than mine?
Yes. Yeah. I have had much shittier jobs.
Did you fucking wash dishes at a mall restaurant?
I washed dishes
and
at
a retard
Chicago
was in charge
pub.
And you had to listen to the retard?
Yes, pretty much.
That happened to me.
A Chicago pizza pub.
A legitimate waterhead was in charge and my supervisor.
Yeah? A real retard. That's a pretty bad job.
Full blown.
But when you have a shitty
job and shit on the dishes, and he's telling me how I'm supposed to do them,
you step up to a better job, and then a better job, and a better job, and then you get to the point where you're talking about us like we have these great jobs. You'll realize something when that happens to you. After you're done, whatever you're doing, flipping the burger, you know, I'll do the hack lot, whatever you're doing.
I'm not even going to beat the guy up. I just want him to listen to what we're saying.
I'm going
to
beat him up.
All right, you beat him.
Whatever the fuck you're doing, you're fucking squeegeeing down windows at fucking jerk joints, whatever shit job you have, that this is such a great, better job, and we do appreciate it. I know it is. Mm-hmm. You will realize one thing if you ever do motivate yourself and move forward, that no matter how good your job is, shit doesn't change.
It's relative.
There are still fucking assholes that run things. There are assholes you have to work with around. There are fucking incompetence. There's fucking bullshit. It doesn't go away. When you watch TV and you watch like fucking Seinfeld, do you think every day was just the best day to go to work for all them motherfuckers?
Right.
They had days where they were yelling, going, this sucks. Fuck this asshole. Yeah. Fucking Kramer's yelling at the blacks again.
Can you tag him?
Something.
Tag me. I want in on this.
Tag.
I want to be in the ring now. And I think the reason why we talk about all this stuff that goes on behind the scenes is because you, listening to us right now, can relate.
Yeah.
In your life.
It doesn't change.
Where you go, holy shit, yeah, my boss is a motherfucking asshole, and I think I know way more than he does as well.
You want a prime example? Listen to Christian Bale on that rant.
Oh, I didn't tag you.
Oh, tag.
All right, you're back in.
Listen to Christian Bale on that rant about you motherfucking incompetent motherfucking amateur. Fucking amateur. That is a guy who is making movies, millions of dollars, fucking Batman, and he's pissed at work because someone is being an incompetent asshole. And people are going to go, oh, you got the best job ever. Yeah, and you know what? Even in the best job ever, there's some asshole that pissed him the fuck off.
And one more thing.
Please?
Yes, Patrice.
I must say,
yes.
It's all based on selfishness. Because what it's based on is not that he's going, hey, he's going, shut up.
Oh, wait, I didn't tag Coco Beware. Hold on.
Shut up. Shut up and just make me happy.
All right, listen.
That's what it is. Shut up and do your fucking radio dance I can get through my shitty job.
All right, but listen, we're gonna end this with Jim D from Chicago, who has now written back on instant feedback. Holy shit, this will end the discussion. Hey, guys, I was in radio. It chewed me up and spit me out. I work in insurance now. I have no hair left. I love you guys. Listening makes me get through the first part of the day.
Oh.
Thanks for commenting.
I'm sorry. Right, maybe we got off on the wrong foot.
I do.
Wow. Okay, I feel bad.
I guess maybe we don't say this enough. I absolutely still love what I do. I just get very frustrated because I just know.
I do too. At 10:30, I adore it.
I just know it could be way better.
Yeah.
I know our show could be way better if things were done differently. I know we could run this channel better. I know we could run another complete channel. I know we could run another channel and it would do well then. I don't know. Dozens of the channels they currently have on SiriusXM. No doubt in my mind. But they have to open up their wallets down the hall and stop paying one fucking guy and pay some other people, and we could get this done.
Yeah.
And like Patrice said, he doesn't even need a big fucking seven-figure salary. He's looking for, what was it again, an aggressive four?
A show.
Per show?
Yeah.
No, come on. You're not getting $8,000 a show.
An aggressive... Now you're high.
I thought you were talking a year.
Yeah.
A year? How much were you getting paid before? I got fucked. How much were you getting paid?
I'm sorry.
Show.
An aggressive four figures? For a show?
That's what you want?
Too much?
Let's say.
Wait, how long is your show?
How many is he doing?
It was one show?
I think Patrice is talking about a show budget, not just his personal take home, right? Is that what we're talking about?
The whole show, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Was he buying donuts?
Coffee?
Right.
So I'm assuming that Patrice means that
I can pay Travis. And so I can pay my boy.
You just lost everybody. We thought for a year. We're like, that's very nice of Patrice.
A year?
For an aggressive four for the year? You know, you knew.
He didn't know.
I thought I meant four for the year?
Well, Laszlo, help me out.
Yeah.
Four. All right.
That's why I said an aggressive two.
Dude. Or an aggressive two, a non-aggressive three.
Wait. Look at Patrice's face. I don't disagree with you, Patrice. Patrice, listen to me.
Okay.
I don't disagree with you, but I've been brainwashed enough by these fucking idiots that we would.
Oh, that was preposterous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was going low. Like,
do I agree with you? Yes, but it's crazy talk. They'll not even fucking sit down with you with that attitude.
Oh, with an aggressive four?
Yes, I'm hoping just to get you a little something. They would laugh at you.
I think unfortunately, a middle.
Are you worth it? Yes, but they would laugh at you. And that's the problem that.
Have you ever done any financial negotiations with the new regime?
With this place?
Yeah.
Not at all, no.
At XM, there was no contract. They just walked in, they just gave you money. They just do whatever you want to do. Mm. It was a party.
Really?
Over here, they like got, there's paperwork.
Yeah, there's a lot of
royalties.
I got to sign some ridiculous thing every time I walk in here for free.
Yeah.
I know, just...
I've got to the point where I put an X on that motherfucker.
That's all I'm saying. Right. I'm just trying to get you a little something. You want an aggressive four for a one-day, a week show? They wouldn't even listen to you.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
They'd be like, for what?
I'm glad to hear that. I
don't want to confuse people. You absolutely deserve that, but they're not
going
to listen.
And then again, people might be listening going, what the fuck's wrong with him? But
they're not going to listen to that.
That money is low.
And that's to spread out among your people, because you take care of your people.
Yes, but but I could ask for that for me. Yeah. Like for a show, for a radio show?
Yeah.
To entertain fucking people?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you knew. Well, hey, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not mad. I like coming here for free.
I'd rather take none than less.
You know what I'm saying?
Specifics of other people's contract negotiations with management. I'm just saying, I'm throwing that out there. I feel a bit uncomfortable getting into specifics of contract negotiations with other people and the brass here. Just bringing it up.
Wait, what happened?
He just threw me under the bus.
Are you throwing these guys under the bus?
No, I just...
Did he throw me under the bus?
I think we've hit the point where if we get into any more detail, there's going to be trouble.
With who?
With management.
Oh, fuck.
Because you're really, you know, not really supposed to discuss that kind of stuff.
What part was bad?
That's what I know. Well, we're trying to negotiate a deal for Patrice.
Could you write down the part that was bad at? Ixnay on the Russian guy?
No.
Talking about Russia was all right?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. No, I just think any specific dollar amounts, negotiating
tactics. I don't think we said.
That's why I said it before.
Here's the thing. You know, I wouldn't want to get you guys in trouble. I can't get in trouble.
That's what I mean. I don't give a shit about you. Okay, I'm talking about me.
Fair enough.
I'm talking about me.
Right. You get fucked. <All right.
laughs> Well, because now you got me paranoid.
I think we're fine now.
So the issue's not confused. All I'm saying is this, that we have a lot of talented people around us.
Yeah.
That I think would do well for the company. Fuck doing well
absolutely
for our channel.
Yep.
And Patrice is on the short list. Laszlo's on the short list.
Yep.
Who else? There's a few people. Bill Burr, certainly.
We got more people on our shit list than short list.
Right. So all I'm saying, because I don't want it to be confused, is not only would it be good for us personally, because we can make this channel, like, stronger, I think it would be good for the company.
Yes, it would.
But for some reason, they're in a place where they're not willing to do the right thing. To do the right thing. That's all I'm trying to say in the end.
I wish I knew what was going on.
Because...
I'm lost. I'm looking at him trying to figure it out. I can pick it up, but
I'm going. It's nothing that deep. That's
what would
it's
be
not
a
that deep
problem.
So the smoke monster just came in this room. Yeah, I'm confused as fuck.
I understand what Ant's saying, but I mean,
it's really nothing that deep. I'm just making sure we don't go down another road.
I gotcha.
Where you start like talking about things that are written in people's deals that say you can't talk about certain things.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
You know. We're not looking for favors here. I think a Patrice O'Neill, a Bill Burr, a Laszlo, a few others would just be good for the company.
Yeah,
but that's
absolutely.
I'm not in that position. They don't really think that right now, for whatever reason. And I'm just sticking up for my guys, and I think that's okay.
But is radio in general, no one gives a shit about it no more?
Yeah.
No,
that's pretty much it. Regular
radio.
So how
do people get their thing that radio was before? Like, well,
regular radio's fucked. I mean, I think satellite radio still has a bright future, and the stock's up. Everything seems to be going in the right direction. So
regular radio,
I'm holding out hope that this is the new thing.
Regular radio,
we're not looked at as the new thing still. They laugh at satellite radio shows still, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But hopefully that'll change in another year.
Regular radio is fucked unless you're poor.
Yeah, that's
if you look,
true.
I just looked at the ratings for the top 10 markets and what formats were in the top 10 markets that were doing really well.
It's bullshit.
And it is religious crazy people, Spanish people, and some of Patrice's people. And
fat people, smart people,
no,
niggers.
Oh God, damn!
Which people?
Oh God, is this multiple choice?
Where's my all the above?
Where's my number two pencil?
All of the above, motherfucker.
But if you look at some markets, Spanish radio is the number two or number three station.
Yep, and not even in L.A. and stuff, they're number one. Even in the suburbs, though, you're getting to the points where Spanish stations, number three.
I just went back to Oklahoma, and there's Spanish radio stations up and down the dial, and there's areas that people are scared to go to because they say that there's Mexican gangs running parts of Oklahoma City.
You ever watch that show, Gangland? It's on, like, A&E and shit like that, or one of those things. It's fantastic, but sometimes I'm like, there's gangs in Nebraska?
The Wisconsin Woogawuggins.
Exactly.
They horrify all the cheese factories. You can't make cheese unless you give me money, motherfucker.
They ran the cheese cartel out of Wisconsin.
Yes. The Wisconsin cheeseheads. And they ain't bullshitting. They all got cheese tattooed on their necks, motherfucker. With a rat and a gun, nigga. Up in Wisconsin, up in
They're running the cheese contingency in prison.
Gangland is hilarious.
Gangland is great.
Oh my God, in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island's got a biker gang that's fucking selling meth and racking head with fucking tire irons. You're like,
fucking Rhode Island? Oh, really?
Right. Gangland is hilarious.
Gangland. Fucking Gangland's great. They always got the retired guy.
I had to get out the game. I got out the game, but, I still consider myself a oogly boogly.
Oogly boogly forever, baby.
Oogly boogly forever. Throws up his oogly boogly gang.
It ain't worth
sign.
It, man. It just ain't worth it. Doing 20 years for the oogly booglies and they ain't got my back.
I lost a lot of brothers to the oogly booglies.
Man, motherfucking in the Cheesley Weasleys.
They was up on 58th Street, was our term. And then the Cheesley Weasleys.
Cheesley Weasley.
We used to fight the Kurds, them motherfuckers. Cheesley Weasley. Never got along with
the Cheesley Weasleys are so powerful, they run the streets from inside the prisons.
Outnumbered 10 to 1, though, the Oogly Booglies were still able to hold control.
And they all answer to Edward James Olmos somehow.
God,
fucking Gangland is hilarious.
It is fucking hysterical.
I gotta watch my back in fucking in Minnesota.
They're like, where am I safe from gangs? Oh. I'm in fucking Iowa. What the fuck?
I met this guy in Missouri, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm a Crip." I'm like, "Do you realize where you are?
You're in Missouri. Not a Crip.
Get to the fucking coast where you belong."
Yeah, push one coast or another, pick it, and fucking then call yourself
what kind
a
gang.
Gang
member says, "You know where I'm going to settle down where it's real hard? Kansas, nigga.
The Weasley Beasleys are trying to move in, but we're shut down quickly by the Oogly Booglies."
And the Nebraska Corny McCornies. The Corny McCornies versus the Cheesley Weasleys. And everyone's scared of the Oogly Booglies. As they run up and down the East Coast.
What? The Oogly Booglies run the East Coast?
I never knew. I watched Gangland.
We have umbrellas tattooed on our cheeks. Fuck teardrops, faggot.
Umbrellas.
Got an ear of corn tattooed on
by the eye. We got a whole blizzard.
Ear of corn. Yeah, that means we took care of business.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll huff a few corn. corn cobs in my day.
It's harvest the season, nigga.
What's the Cheesy Weasel's motto? Nigga, we get better with age, motherfucker. The Cheesy Weasels.
Running motherfuckers down the combine.
Yeah, a drive-by and a combine. fucking wheat and chaff are going in two different directions. Little lead out in the front.
Oh, shit. Oh,
fucking man. Cheesy Weasley.
And the Oogly Booglies. Don't go fuck around.
Gangland.
Do not fuck around.
Gangland's hilarious.
this month, Oogly Booglies on Gangland.
God damn.
Dude, you ever watch Gangland?
A little bit.
Oh, my God. God damn it, man.
It is so fucking nice. Good.
Really? For real?
I'm more worried if I went too far with the management talk because Anthony motherfuckers.
No, don't worry about it. I didn't want to throw a fucking
precautionary, right?
It was a total precautionary.
You was nervous to where it was going possibly go.
Anthony makes a lot of sense.
That was diplomacy before the gunfire started.
But I think they get confused. We're just trying to make ourselves and the fucking channel and the company better. That's all.
Just trying to be team players.
Right.
And believe it or not, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Just to be clear.
The message gets confused sometimes.
I will do a show for 25% of what he is asking for.
He's on the cover.
That was a bit high. God bless you, but that was a bit high.
Which is still non-aggressive form.
Exactly.
Still non-aggressive form. Right.
Laszlo came in. He typed up a whole tech sheet for us. We better talk about some of this stuff.
I love this stuff, man. It's like
Laszlo, did we finish the movie thing with Warner Brothers and Netflix and Redbox? Kind of, right?
Yeah, I think they should release movies sooner than they do, to tell you the truth.
Rapatrice's really magazine, the National Geographic. I picked it up because it's Black History Month. But this issue that
are they still putting in the good stuff?
No, this whole issue is about the polygamists.
Oh, really?
Dude, it is some people with 12 homely white bitches in their house.
Yeah, all crossbred and fucking.
And they all. What is it about? They all wear prairie dresses. Some of the unsexiest.
Yeah, Laura Ingalls wear.
They all look fucking horrendous. Not a hot one.
Because they're all mental patients. If they want to fucking be in a family where there's one husband and 12 other wives that they're walking around and. What does he just pick one out and sleep with it? And
no, there's one
kids galore.
There's one in it.
I don't even consider them women.
Nothing wrong with a frumpy bitch every once in a while, but if you got a household filled with them, what is that doing for you?
That's what my show's about.
What's that doing for you?
What's the name of his fucking show?
What the fuck are we going to do now, man?
What are we going to do now? I got three
wives. They're all in the period.
Is this one guy's wife?
You have to explain that reference. Nobody knows. You crossbred Big Love with aliens.
Big Love.
That's just hilarious.
That's it, Big Love.
What are you going to do now, man? Well, why don't you let her be in charge?
Why don't you put all of her in charge?
Who's going to sell the prairie dresses?
Oh, this is fucking great.
It's fucking great.
What are we supposed to do now?
Oh, god damn.
We got someone very mad at the Oogly Boogie. Richard in Columbia. No. Richard.
What happened?
Yes, I am a member of the Oogly Boogie.
Oh, shit. I knew we fucked with the wrong gang, but jeez.
I'm very damn offended. I have family Oogly Boogie, and they have had bad Oogly Boogie drive-bys. I need an apology.
Radio personality Anthony Cumia and comedian Patrice O'Neill once stepped over the line of the Oogly Booglies. They paid dearly.
As you're dead with just a block of cheese on your head. As they're calling card to the other motherfuckers. Don't tease the Cheesy Weasleys.
Their calling card is a slice of Swiss with your eye looking through one of the holes.
Fuck it, eh? All right, Laszlo. I'm trying, Laszlo. I'm trying for you. The Technophile, come on.
Oh, God.
He's got some good shit here.
The Oogly Booglies are a bit better than the Technophile.
Damn, love it.
What else you got here on the sheet there, Laszlo?
Well, you know, HBO has launched a new streaming service. If you have Verizon Fios, do you have that, Anthony?
No, I don't. Shit. I'm a split household.
Really? Blacks on one side? And
yes, exactly. I'm very... no, I have Cablevision. For my television, yet I have Verizon
Fios?
For my, yes, Fios for my internet.
How is that good, Fios?
You know what? because of the Live from the Compound thing, I have so many phone lines coming in and the bandwidth from just putting out so much video. When I was on Optimum Online, it sucked ass. And then I went to Verizon and perfect. So, it was demonstrated to me in my house. It works better.
That's one of the things that's frustrating about cable internet access is you're basically sharing the resource with all your neighbors.
Yeah.
So whenever it's dragging, it's because the kid next door is, you know, downloading Pirates of the Caribbean.
His fucking parents are gone, and it's Porn Fest fucking 2010, but downloading movies, everything else.
I mean, this Fios thing is not going the way it's supposed to. The infrastructure is really... Like, you gotta pay, they gotta pay, like, it has to be neighborhoods that, like, have to vote and allow it to be in there. You have to dig up holes
fiber,
in the street.
Fiber is difficult and expensive to lay.
I had the fiber in my neighborhood already. So I had the fiber optics in my neighborhood for Fios, but, I stuck with Cablevision because...
Is there a big difference between the speed of Fios and cable, like you can see?
There was a huge fucking difference.
You click something, it seems like when I click,
bam!
I got cable.
Bam!
When I click cable, it just goes. It does go. It doesn't seem like it could go faster. But Fios goes faster?
Fios, as far as my internet goes, is ridiculous. It's so fast. But click, boom, page is up. Click, boom, video.
Not
click,
even
boom.
A loading thing.
It's so fast. And then the TV, Cablevision, here's what I get to watch on a daily basis. So,
that pixelated shit, man.
Fucking pixelating and the sound skipping.
It's still mosaicing? You got to see
it's all the time.
I don't have it that much.
Constantly.
You got too much shit going on in your house.
Probably that's what it is, Anthony.
Jeez, you got too much stuff going on.
It's the government saying, we're investigating. They're investigating.
Shut him down. He's watching too many forensic files.
I have a Time Warner, and that shit happens all the
time. Really? I don't get it much.
It doesn't even matter what channel I'm watching.
Not like Anthony.
They're shoving too much through the same pile.
That's what it is.
So Fios is doing this thing now with HBO, where if you're a Fios customer, you can access HBO content online now, like 600 different shows on demand.
Strong.
So that's, now I could go from my computer right into my television and watch it on TV. So I could just go through my HDMI.
But only Fios people, though. Only
yes,
Fios.
Right now it's only Fios.
Oh, yeah, get this. They had a... what the fuck was Cablevision doing? Oh, where you can program your DVR from your computer on Cablevision. So I'm like, ooh, that's handy. Let me try. Because I have Cablevision, but because I have Verizon, Fios, they won't allow me to do it because I don't have both of their internet services.
Ooh.
I don't have internet and TV. I have Cablevision, so I should be able to use their fucking internet and set my DVR if I'm away. Cocksuckers, though, want you to, you know, have everything under them. And the phone, how many calls I had to get to have their fucking phone system, too? Cablevision fucking...
How come you don't have the files for the TVs?
I don't know. I'm really thinking about it, but and you hear from everyone, that's great. It's the best thing ever. That sucks. So you don't know. And then God, Toulouse News 12, Long Island.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
That's
I love
good.
How that's a selling point where they actually run commercials where it's like, well, they're losing News 12. Oh, so I can watch 12-hour-old news about fucking Hempstead? Shut up.
That's so fucking local.
I don't need News 12.
You went local today, my brother.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, what else there, Laz?
There was that school in Pennsylvania where they were handing laptops out to high school.
There's a story in the paper today. I love this.
Yeah, they're handing out laptops to high school kids. And I guess the principal brought a kid in and suspended him. They were accessing the webcams on the...
Yeah.
On the laptops and said that they had caught the kid doing something, engaging in improper behavior in his home.
Jack now, his dick.
But here's the deal. Jacking. They're handing out the fucking computers and being able to remotely access the camera on the computer without the knowledge of the person that is using the computer. So the school gives you a laptop, you take it home, and there's somebody going and looking at your fucking house, the inside of your house without your knowledge. That's fucked up right there. I think the school could be... I think the school's in more trouble than the kid is for jacking off in front of his fucking laptop. I mean, who hasn't done that?
You would hope so, right?
Jesus Christ. Please.
And that's what kids are going to do with it, is they're going to be jerking.
What are you going to do? Go home?
Yeah, I got to go. This really helps me with my medical homework. Wikipedia.
I love this. Yes, let me check. I always wanted to see some of the famous quotes of the 20th century. And two clicks away, and you're fucking, oh, yeah, fucking, get me some kind of lube.
And I love how these schools think that if they get Wi-Fi access throughout the school grounds, that it's going to enhance learning somehow. They've got some schools are putting Wi-Fi on buses, on the school buses.
Oh, really?
So that the kids with the laptops can, you know, they say, oh, the kids are much better behaved.
So we get real-time beatings of little white kids on the buses?
Oh, shit.
Hey, people. Look, it's happening as we speak.
Oh, shit. The beatings of white kids.
The little white kids getting beat up on the buses. It's really, and the bus driver's just...
Right.
We couldn't even fucking stick our hands out the windows when I was a kid. They'd look at that giant mirror up there. Now they got closed circuit cameras and fucking TVs up by the bus, the driver and shit. All he had was that wrinkly mirror that he'd look up and go, get your hands in the window. And now they got
cameras all over the
micro
place.
Cams of people just getting their heads fucking pummeled in for their lunch money.
Anthony, Sean Kelly, this is
Hey, Sean Kelly!
From Massapequa Park. Breaking news. News 12 just announced that JFK has been assassinated. So.
Holy shit. Wow. So they're getting close to Jackie.
They're getting close to being current.
Leslie? There was a cop in Virginia who's in trouble. He pulled this guy over for drunk driving. And for some reason took the guy's mobile phone and found a bunch of pictures of him banging his girlfriend on the phone, which I don't know how that's part of the traffic stop.
Yeah, if you're DeWe, why would they then look
at the guy was
phone?
Texting or something while he was driving?
No, so
the cop says, give me that fucking phone.
I don't think they have a right to look into your fucking phone.
Obviously they don't, but like how did it get right. to a point, like yeah. Laszlo's saying, how did it get to the point where yeah. the cop is going through your phone now?
Oh, the law is actually now saying that your phone is just like your wallet. So just
holy
like the,
shit!
No,
yep.
So when they go through your wallet for like ID and stuff yep. like that after they arrest you,
that they have the right. So this there was this guy Sergeant Matt Borders. He pulled this guy over, found a bunch of the pictures this guy had taken of himself banging his chick, and he announces on the radio that private pictures were available for their other police officers viewing and enjoyment.
Oh shit!
Hey, the picture must have been good.
So the guy sued. And a federal judge said the police couldn't be held responsible and they didn't violate the guy's constitutional rights.
Wow.
Yeah.
How?
Because it's over, nigga.
Yeah, it right. is. It really yeah, is.
It's exactly what we were talking about earlier.
It's a wrap.
It's over.
It's
the Supreme Court over the last 10 years has really weakened a lot of the supposed rights that you had.
Electronic medium is a weird fucking thing. That's the only thing I'll give them. It's like, it's a weird area where it's... Because it doesn't really exist. These are magnetic impulses, electronic impulses, that when put in the right places, form this, that, or the other thing. So, like, what gives them the right to look at it? Or in, you know, investigate, look into your phone, your contacts, your fucking
well,
pictures.
Well, give them the right, they just feel like it. Is that now it's too late to turn back. It's like... You know what
That's
it is? The people, the real soldiers, like the real people who are like, what the fuck are up on this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Screaming. They've been screaming and people convinced that they were crazy. Mm. But now the people who are surprised by this are fucking like cornballs. Like people that go, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that. Who's going to do something? All the people that they put in prison for being crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's left to you, bitch, with your mouth open going, how can they do this? It's too late.
That's why now people are catching on more. But do you look back and hit? Because I hate when it's like you start thinking you're at this moment in history where it's like, wow, I think people are catching on and this might be a turning point for something. And then you look back in history and realize, oh, that happened in like 54.
Yep.
Yeah, that happened in 54 and nothing ever came of it. Or, oh, yeah, that was some other episode that... You know, nothing ever
or
came up.
Or in 32.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. A big crash or Nazi parties or things like that.
In 32.
But like, I like to think, like, especially with all the electronic media out there and everything, that people are kind of catching on to things. But then you just look like a dumb conspiracy theorist.
But they're catching on to things. But
people
think it's just not going to happen to them. It's too late now. Now it's like, now all the real, like, people who will do something, now the rights are so askew that the police and whoever else is willing, again, regular citizens, me and you, who put on a uniform, and a lot of, and here's another thing about some of the police and some of the people in authority, especially women cops, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving through the Holland Tunnel, and just two girl cops, just girls, not like not animals, just girls, right?
Girls.
And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, you know, they don't understand how to have authority just walking down the street. Like, how to be somebody go, you have swagger, sure. You have something where you go, man, I'm a respect this person because they exist. All their respect comes from the fact that somebody appointed them a badge and a gun. So they're gonna have to they're not getting natural respect. So they now get to fucking just shoot you. They get to fucking tase you and kill you, the people who give them problems. While everyone else is going do-do-do-do-do, driving by as I'm dying in the middle of the street because I'm trying to fight for my rights, which is fighting for your rights. The fucking weak people that let this happen, it is over.
It's already happened.
It's fucking over, and you got a bunch of weaklings. You know, like Kenny, I respect as a cop. Kenny can arrest you if he's not a cop. Kenny doesn't need the respect of fucking having a gun and a badge to get respect. But these two girls, just in no offense, but just little girls... The fact is that you're a cop because I allow you to be one.
What did you yell at these bitches out the window?
Yeah, I
want to
know what happened.
No, I'm not fucking.
Did they pull you over?
No. It's a basic. And it was what are they gonna do?
Right.
Sometimes when you see those, especially here in Manhattan, you'll see it. And all it is a chick in a cop uniform. It's like you got no authority.
You have the authority that I say you have because I don't want the rest of the gang to beat the dog shit out of me.
All you got is shoot me. Right, you got a radio to call the real people to come.
I mean,
harass
seriously,
me.
And it's not just a sweeping fucking insult. It's just the fact there's a lot of man cops that you go, ugh. It's, and again, I might have said this before, but the TSA, our first line of defense, government wise, is a fat cunt who wants to go home at 3 p.m. versus a guy who will die trying to kill
me. Take a bullet.
I'm a bitch who's trying to get home to watch Maury on time, who's like, can you please put your computer in the take your shoes off? And she's happy about the authority she has.
So it's her versus a guy that's willing to strap explosives to his car.
The ethic of a person who's practicing to die versus, can you please take out, this is 3.2 ounces. You have to throw this away because we're protecting you for your safety. This is for your safety. Is it for my safety?
How after 9/11 did they say, you know what we need for security? Let's go through the projects and recruit some people.
Abso-fucking-fucking-lutely. The dregs of humanity.
Can you?
Waterheads. I travel to these. A lot of waters. Can you see the... When I go up to the fucking thing, right, I read the TSA, and I go, listen, and again, not to be fucking redundant, I've said this before, I try to have as much dignity as I can have. I dressed at home. I want to keep my fucking clothes on. You have to remove your shoes. You have to remove your coat.
You can
keep everything else on and choose to be wanded. So if you go an hour ahead... You got a 3 o'clock flight. If you usually leave it at 1, leave at 12 so that you can cause problems. Don't talk about bombs. Don't talk about say, sir, and go beep, 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 because I got a lot of jeans that just have buttons that'll make the shit go off. I go, I'll take a check. Because you know why? They hope they're lazy. Because they don't want to wand you because they're fat and they have to bend down and they have to thoroughly do their job. So they try to make...
And you do this on purpose just to make their day miserable.
Yes. If I have a 3 o'clock flight, I'm at the airport at 11:45.
Causing problems.
Fucking problems just to maintain my fucking dignity. Just to maintain a little bit of it.
Absolutely.
All right, we're all
Holy
wrapping up
shit.
Here.
So we gotta like watch this Tiger Woods thing, I guess.
Oh yeah, that's the big.
That should be on like all day. Tiger Woods channel today.
Today I'm just gonna play that over and over again. Who gives a shit?
Laptops are closed.
Tiger Woods.
I don't want to go. Where y'all going?
You could stay. Just stay
I'm
until
going over
11.
Your house. What are you doing? I want to see this closet.
I go. Oh yeah,
I did the closets yesterday.
How the closets
good, good, man. Good.
Yeah, you getting it?
How long's it gonna take?
Only a week or so. Hey, they're fast. 10 days, something like that.
Did you give them like the whole thing? Like, I need this here.
Oh,
I need
fuck
that,
yeah, I did.
This.
Fuck yeah.
So what you do is like shit. Between what they, 9 and 5 or something. They come and then they every day.
They said it's easy. We'll see.
Oh they go fast.
I need room.
They go fast.
I need fucking room.
Remind me packing up. I have an appointment. To...
Yeah, we're all fucking packing up.
Where are you going?
Up.
I gotta go to my house.
Patrice, you want
to
stay?
What fucking license are you applying for now? Fucking butterfly knife? Ninja stars, nigga? You want to carry concealed?
I have a trainer coming over, yo.
A trainer?
Yeah.
He's getting back into working out this afternoon.
Yeah, he's getting back into working out. You can make it to the gym? They come to you?
You know what it is? Because I have an exercise room. But I need like the
proper
I need more
equipment.
Stuff. So I have a treadmill and shit, but I need like some weights and some other stuff. So I got a trainer coming over, and then he's just gonna fucking come over, and I won't have to go to the gym. Another place I won't have to go.
Hilarious.
I like going.
His exercise room is a master bedroom. It's the other master bedroom.
I've never seen
the other master bedroom.
I've never seen the exercise room. I've seen the gun closet.
It's right off the master bedroom.
The treadmill. You've seen the treadmill.
Oh, that's right. You call that an exercise room?
It has a shower
room?
And everything.
Hey, listen,
it has a shower.
There's nothing else in there but a treadmill.
He had a new shower put in, the jailhouse ones with the brick that he don't...
Right.
It's just an open shower if he works out. So he can snap you while you're overworking out with a towel.
You need a friend? I could be your friend.
What?
The system.
Why don't you guys continue?
I'm leaving, motherfucker.
See? Push comes to shove, you're out the door, too.
He'll stay for a high three.
A low 2 figures.
Right. And I'll stay.
Give me a strong, what is it, fucker?
Give me a strong lunch, and I'll stay until 11. Patrice will be at Comics next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here in New York City. Highly recommend you go see him. Fucking Comics is a great club, and Patrice, obviously, is a great comedian.
And me and Bobby are doing that thing in Atlanta.
Yeah, March 6th in Trump Marina.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a big show. I think a lot of us should go down there and support that.
Yeah, go ahead and hang out, man.
And Laszlo.
And GTA Chinatown Wars is out on the iPhone now.
Damn, iPhone!
Yes. That's pretty cool.
And also, episodes from Liberty City, Grand Theft Auto, is coming out for PlayStation 3 and PC March 30th.
Oh, thank you for the gift, sir.
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
And Red Dead Redemption comes out end of April.
Looking right, forward guys. To that one.
Oh,
you might hear some surprises.
You might hear some surprises.
Yeah.
If you need weapons, you might have to visit somebody on this show.
And if you hear Opie, that
Wait
will be a
minute.
Surprise.
I'm a loser.
You're the fucking guy who sells the upgrades? Somebody is? Holy shit.
Motherfucker, why didn't you call me to be in this game?
I was gonna upgrade gun guy?
You're upgrade gun guy? are we allowed to say that?
I was gonna... No, we're not.
We're just not saying anything.
I was gonna put Patrice in the game, but I didn't know if you could sound like it was 1902.
Oh, sir! If you need a gun upgrade, go rise over there! And then the character has a choice to shoot you or hang you before he goes upgrade his gun. Fucking douche.
He's out.
Jesus, out.
The shoot or hang button.
Press X to hang Patrice.
And you gotta press the B real fast to keep him hung. He's wiggling.
Holy fuck.
That X button is gonna be worn out.
Oh, that is funny shit. You are wrong.
That's awesome.
Patrice, take it easy, man.
Laszlo, anything else?
Have a good weekend.
You good?
That's it. I'll be over at Anthony's house tomorrow night.
Yes, of course. Oh, fucking Laszlo's doing his show from the compound tomorrow.
All the stuff that Laszlo wanted to talk about on our show, he'll do tomorrow at Anthony's house.
Over a few beers, a few Guinness.
Sorry.
The keg's full.
Patrice takes up a lot of time, Laszlo. You understand.
That's fine. Oogly booglies.
Oogly booglies
and cheesly weaslies.
There was still some good shit in there. So, hey, Black History Month, we're going to fucking look at this person today, and we'll see you guys Monday. Have a great weekend. And,
To celebrate Black History Month, the Opie and Anthony Show is paying tribute to those legendary African Americans without whom this country would not be the melting pot it is today. Today we honor the loyal and lovable lackey Smoke Porterhouse from the movie Caddyshack. Always at the ready, Porterhouse would not tolerate brown outies parked in Judge Smale's parking place, wax buildup on the judge's shoes, or racial epithets in the judge's mouth.
Have you heard the latest one about the Jew, the Catholic, and the colored boy who went to heaven?
Colored boy.
Now, you son of a bitch, I'll fix you, you son of a bitch.